while she sleeps with the fishes.
Crime is mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! Baby, launch a couple missiles toward a place we know and aim them at a fella whose first name begins with O. Oh! There's one thing we all understand.
Oh, Paulie won't see him no more.
Al-Qaeda won't be finished until we blow up Pakistan.
All right.
We could chase them round forever with our tanks and all our troops, but special forces are so tired of jumping through them hoops. You know we need another plan.
Yes.
Let's cut out all the nonsense and go blow up Pakistan.
Oh!
Al-Qaeda needs a nuclear tank. Why don't we stop pussyfooting and go blow up Pakistan?
Here comes my favorite part.
Boom, boom.
Just love to get all emotional when he does that, you know. 902 at 560 WQM. Happy Tuesday to you, although it's kind of like a, kind of like a dark day in more ways than one.
Why is that?
Well, we had those little problems. First, the one in Chechnya, a little bit of a problem there. Although I guess we don't care too much about that because no Americans died in it. And then the one in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, we had more suicide bombers, more crazy bastards blowing up people. Blowing up people because they're pissed off and fired up. And just so happens that these terrorists happen to be Saudi Arabians.
Oh,
I just mentioned that in passing again.
Like those World Trade Center terrorists.
Right. And like those terrorists at the Khobar Towers. Awful lot of terrorists in Saudi Arabia, but also there are a lot of members of the Carlyle Group and the Bin Laden family there, so we don't want to like act precipitously, although we are getting our troops out of there, but nevertheless. So at least 13 killed in the Saudi blast, at least 10 of them were American, although, you know, there are 50 different stories. They've all got different numbers in there on how many were killed with these suicide car bombs. And in the AP story, it says a U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said overall casualties appeared to be in the hundreds and that several members of the Saudi National Guard died in the attacks. He also said British, German, French, Australian, and other Arab citizens were among the dead wounded along with the Americans. So they're still counting bodies and body parts. Another grotesque act, and you can be damn sure you can bet Beaner Boy's life on it. It won't be the last. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
No, won't
I'll
be
bet
the last.
Two of his lives.
Okay. Oh, has he got more than one? Nah, he's kind of a pussy. He's probably got nine, like a cat, like the Ever Ready cat. Our poll question yesterday, who was the most underrated movie actor or actress of all time? I don't think they liked this poll all the way. We had over 1,000 votes, 1,000 and about 30, something like that. But not the usual tremendous response, probably because a lot of them didn't see the name of their favorite on the list. Oh, look at the way he spelled Gary Sinise. That's embarrassing. Gary Sinise. Is that how you spell it?
I think I looked that one up, if I'm not mistaken.
S-I-N-I-S-E?
I think I remember looking that one up. Make sure.
Well, I could be wrong. Anyway, most underrated movie actor, actress of all time, Steve Buscemi, 98. Gary Oldman, 81. Ed Harris, 76. Ed O'Neill, 73. James Garner, 60. He's got to be more like 80, doesn't he, James Garner?
No, at least.
He had 60 votes. Kevin Bacon, 54. We like Kevin Bacon a lot on this show. Brian Dennehy, 51. William H. Macy, 42. Jeff Bridges, 39. I've seen a little bit of a movie last night with Jeff Bridges on it, where he was accused of murder.
Yeah.
And what's her name was in that movie? You know, what's her name?
Oh, her. Yeah, I like her a lot.
Yeah, no, seriously, you know the movie I'm talking about.
No,
she represents,
don't.
She was his lawyer.
Got to narrow it down a little more than that.
Okay, well, it'll come to me. Gary Sinise, C, 36. Lee J. Cobb, 34. He should have had a lot more votes, but then again, this crowd, they don't know from Lee J. Cobb or Coronama. Carl Malden, 30. Tim Curry, 26. Alan Arkin, 23. Robert Shaw, 20. I have no idea who that is.
You don't?
No, Robert Shaw. If I seen him, I probably would, but I don't know by name.
Right.
I know Clay Shaw.
Rick Shaw.
Rick Shaw, we know. Eli Wallach and Peter Boyle also had 20 votes. Poor Eli. I thought we could reason together. George Kennedy and Peter Lorre each had 18. James Spader, 17. And George is really upset about that. Divine had 15. Sterling Hayden had 13.
Let's see.
There was a great actor.
Bing! You blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit.
Jack Warden had 13, one of Moe's favorites. Joseph Cotton, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Cloris Leachman each had 11. Joseph Cotton should have had a lot more than 11 votes, but then against this crowd. John Cazal had only 10. I mean, you know, generally speaking, this survey isn't that bad, but John Cazal had only 10 votes, and you want to know why? They don't know who that is.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
Yeah.
I'm like everybody said. No. I'm dumb. I'm smart. And I want respect.
Yeah. And for respect, we must go anyway. And the Joan Allen didn't have any. I'm not going to go through all of these. Kira Sedgwick had 7. I should mention that. And Ty Diggs had 5. And Omar Epps had 8. Isn't that what you had a case of this morning, the Greps?
Oh, bad.
And Joan Allen didn't have any out of well over 1,000 votes. Even she had the big.
Oh!
So how did her name get on there in the first place?
Somebody called it in.
No, they didn't.
They did.
I think you just made it up.
Okay.
Paul Krugman in the New York Times today, the China syndrome. Got to do a little bedtime story action here. Well, we got a lot of stuff today. Lots and lots of stuff. Jose Santos, you assholes at the Herald, somebody at the Herald like needs to be bound and gagged, you know, with a rubber ball in their mouth. As usual, the Herald can't get it right. Boy, do they suck. Do they suck?
Yes.
They blow. Poor Jose Santos, one of the great jockeys who got his start in the U.S. in South Florida, Calder and Gulfstream. Great jockey, cashed a lot of tickets on Jose. And if you look at the real pictures from the Derby, you see there's a space between the fingers and the whip, and you see in that space the color of the blue silks of Jerry Bailey, who's on a horse behind Santos. There's no object, there's foreign or otherwise, in his hand with the whip. But the Herald comes up with this picture. God only knows how the hell they got that angle of it. And right away we got to have an investigation, and we got to smear Jose Santos and all this other crap. You notice, once again, crap, nasty, ugly stuff, and where does it come back to? South Florida.
Oh!
Always. You know what it might have been in his hand? Maybe some of the hanging chads were left over in his hand, right with the whip. You think?
Let's see that picture.
Yeah, let's see if Chad is in his hand. Paul Krugman writes in today's New York Times, the China syndrome. Boy, is this good. He says, a funny thing happened during the Iraq War. Many Americans tuned to the BBC for their TV news. They were looking for an alternative point of view, something they could not find on domestic networks, which, in the words of the BBC's director general, wrapped themselves in the American flag and substituted patriotism for impartiality. Leave aside the rights and wrongs of the war itself and consider the paradox. The BBC is owned by the British government, and one might have expected it to support that government's policies. In fact, however, it tried hard, too hard, its critics say, to stay impartial. America's TV networks are privately owned, yet they behave like state-run media. What explains this paradox? It may have something to do with the China syndrome. Not the one involving nuclear reactors, the one exhibited by Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation when dealing with the government of the People's Republic. In the U.S., Mr. Murdoch's media empire, which includes Fox News and the New York Post, is known for its flag-waving patriotism. But all that patriotism didn't stop him from, as a Fortune article put it, pandering to China's repressive regime to get his programming into that vast market. The pandering included dropping the BBC's World Service, which reports news China's government doesn't want disseminated, from his satellite programming, and having his publishing company cancel the publication of a book critical of the Chinese regime. Can something like that happen in this country? Of course it can. Through its policy decision, especially, though not only, decisions involving media regulation, the U.S. government can reward media companies that please it, punish those that don't. This gives private networks an incentive to curry favor with those in power, yet because the networks aren't government-owned, they aren't subject to the kind of scrutiny faced by the BBC, which must take care not to seem like a tool of the ruling party. So we shouldn't be surprised if America's independent television is far more deferential to those in power than the state-run systems in Britain, or for another example, Israel. A recent report by Stephen Labaton of the Times contained a nice illustration of the U.S. government's ability to reward media companies that do what it wants. The issue was a proposal by Michael Powell, chairman of the FCC, to relax regulations on media ownership. The proposal formally presented yesterday may be summarized as a plan to let bigger fish eat more of the smaller fish. Big media companies will be allowed to have a larger share of the national market and own more TV stations than any given local market, and many restrictions on cross-ownership, owning radio stations, TV stations, and newspapers in the same local market will be lifted. The plan's defects aside, it will further reduce the diversity of news available to most people. What struck me was the horse trading involved. One media group wrote to Mr. Powell, dropping its opposition to part of his plan in return for favorable commission action on another matter. That was indiscreet, but you'd have to be very naive not to imagine that there were a lot of implicit quid pro quos out there. And the implicit trading surely extends to news content. Imagine a TV news executive considering whether to run a major story that might damage the Bush administration, say a follow-up on Senator Bob Graham's charge that a congressional report on 9/11 has been kept classified because it would raise embarrassing questions about the administration's performance. Surely it would occur to that executive that the administration could punish any network running that story. Meanwhile, both the formal rules and the codes of ethics that formerly prevented blatant partisanship are gone or ignored. Neil Cavuto of Fox News is an anchor, not a commentator. Yet after Baghdad's fall, he told those who opposed the liberation of Iraq, a large minority, that you were sickening then, you are sickening now. Fair and balanced. We don't have censorship in this country. It's still possible to find different points of view, but we do have a system in which the major media companies have strong incentives to present the news in a way that pleases the party in power and no incentive not to. Writes Paul Krugman in today's New York Times. Damn good article, if you ask me. Nice going, Paul. He's got his thumb right on it. Neil Cavuto, my ass. All spin all day. That's what you got on the Fascist News Network. All spin all day, all unbalanced all the time. Bunch of fascist bastards. Did I get my point across or not?
No.
I'm just spinning my wheels. Once again, I look through the letters to the editor in both the Herald and the Sun Sentinel. I see one letter in there about the Patriot Act, about the Broward County Commission resolution?
No.
Have we heard any more from...
No.
And we won't. Just spinning our wheels here, but the check's clear. 12 minutes past 9, speaking of checks, if your check is tiny and puny, man, if it's just a little embarrassing puny one, here's the answer for you. Get yourself a new high-paying computer job and start making the big bucks thanks to our good buddies at Fast Train. So here's the deal. If you're sick and tired of being in a dead-end job working for some schmuck making peanuts like an elephant in the circus, call Fast Train today, and they'll show you how in no time at all, just 4 short months, you can get the training to have yourself a real meaningful computer career and a big-paying job. Call them today, 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. Fast Train offers convenient day, evening, and weekend classes for you. Check them out on the web if you like at fasttrain.com. And don't forget, because they have locations all over town, there's bound to be one nearby you, and computer professionals are in mighty high demand like never before. You'll find Fast Train in Miami, Kendall, Pembroke Pines, and Fort Lauderdale, too. And don't forget to register at fasttrain.com to receive your free American flag bumper sticker to show that you're an approved patriotic American. Pick up the phone and call Fast Train today. There's no obligation. They'll explain it to you. 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. Be sure and tell them that old Todd Dreck told you to call. 1-866-FAST-TRAIN.
Live and local. This is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
2 a.m.
I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wok, Greek Ball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
And now, it's time for Leave It to Ozzy. Starring Barbara Billingsley as June Cleaver, Hugh Beaumont as Ward Cleaver, and the irrepressible Ozzy Osbourne as the Oz.
Oh, good morning, Ozzy.
Oh, f*** you, Mom.
Oh, dear. I can see someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Oh, God, bloody hell. I can't believe how much my head hurts. Where the f*** is Sharon? Sharon!
Who's Sharon? Is that one of your friends from school, dear?
Why, good morning, Ozzy.
Oh, f*** you, Dad. Get out of my face.
Now, Ozzy, that's no way to talk to your father. Say, son, what have you got planned for today?
What do you mean, what have I got planned for today? What? I don't know. Just when the Prince of Darkness have to hand out a f***ing itinerary? I'm going to go bite the head off of that boss at Eddie Haskell. How's that?
You have fun now. Okay, Ozzy?
Yeah, sure, whatever. Go f*** yourself.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Leave It to Ozzy. Tune in next week when you'll hear Ozzy say,
"F*** off, you f***ing f***ing."
It's the 9:17 at 5:06. I almost stepped on Ozzy there. He'd really get upset, been out of shape. Hey, don't forget that Thursday's the deadline for our Hot Couples contest for this month. So log on to our website, neilrogers.com. Email a picture of yourselves with your significant other. Can't be like separate pictures of one hot model over here and some other. That ain't going to cut it.
Aaron.
And Amy. Never got any pictures of them together, right?
Not yet.
Maybe they don't want to be in the same room at the same time.
Maybe they don't know each other.
Well, guess what? That ain't going to fly as much as I like looking at them pictures of Aaron. Beaner Boy emailed me with all those glowing comments on there, blowing and glowing comments. I'm starting to wonder about Beaner a little bit. But at any rate, that ain't going to count unless we get a picture of them together. So you still got a shot. We got about, what, a dozen?
They're about.
thereabouts, about a dozen entries so far, and you still have till Thursday morning to get them in. Till Thursday morning at 9. Let's make that the deadline, okay? Because starting this Thursday, May 15, pictures will be put up on our website for a week, and you can vote for your favorite, who's the hottest couple of them all. And then Thursday, May 22, the couple with the most votes will win. And the first prize is a 3-day, 2-night stay for two at the Royal Oasis Resort and Casino in the Bahamas with round-trip airfare at Laker Air, and the runner-up gets dinner for two at the Pizza Loft. Kind of a disparity in prizes there, you know?
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, no, that's good. In other words, if you're really the hottest couple of them all, you get a really good prize. And if you're like a kind of lukewarm runner-up, then you get some chow at the Pizza Loft, which the chow is good, but, of course, the prices there are so reasonable anyway, it's not going to be, like, valued like a whole lot. Not that I want to diminish the value of it, but you do see what I'm saying.
Right, I understand.
Anyway, here's our poll today, which I'm sure will get a little bit of response, or maybe not. Who the hell knows? You never know with this crowd. Not another movie poll, is it?
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, and somebody suggested it yesterday. Now, maybe you did this already in the past, and I really don't care, because I was somewhere far away. And probably with passage of time, you forgot how it came out anyway. With the...
Right.
See? Here's the poll question. What's the most memorable line ever from a movie? You know, things that you keep saying over and over again, like... Yeah, like that. Oh, and I didn't put that on there yet.
No, not yet.
Well, we'll get to it. Anyway, here are the ones that I've got so far. Forget About It, from Donnie Brasco, with the lovely Johnny Depp. I'm going to Make Him an Offer He Can't Refuse, from The Godfather. Well, I guess we could play some of these if we got them on here. Let's see. Wait a minute. One moment, please. But I can't find any of these on here because I don't know what they're under. Like,
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Right, like I said. And then, of course, also from The Godfather, I'll find it. Just relax.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
From The Shining, here's Johnny. On Mad as Hell Network.
Right.
Peter Finch.
I'm as mad as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn from Gone with the Wind. I mean, wouldn't that pop into your mind like immediately,
sure,
if not sooner?
Not my favorite line from that movie.
I didn't... From that movie?
Right.
What's the other line?
Don't cut! Don't cut!
Go Ahead, Make My Day, Dirty Harry. And we don't know which Dirty Harry movie. What order do we really
somebody
care?
Will call.
It's a
somebody
Clint
call.
Eastwood
we'll
line.
Get it.
And what's the other one? I'm Dying Over Here, from Dog Day Afternoon.
Z.
Oh.
Just dropped my pen on the floor. That's not a good sign. I'm Dying Over Here, Dog Day Afternoon. I guess Attica. Nobody goes around saying, Attica! I'm the only one that does that. But then again, I'm a little strange. Well, I mean, it just sticks in my mind. I like that scene where he's out there waving a hanky.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's a good scene.
Attica! And a crowd, he's trying to egg the crowd on, you know. That was Al Pacino when he was in a good movie, as opposed to many of the other movies when it was really, I mean, just absolutely sucked and blew.
I'm dying over here!
Yeah. And, of course, well, I don't want to go into the background. It's very sad. All these listeners who have departed the big talk show audience in the sky.
Right.
He's been dead a long time, that guy, whoever that was. The I'm Dying Over Here guy. Didn't sound like an old guy either.
No.
It's going around. There's a lot of dead people, folks. It's really going around. I'd watch it if I were you. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. The most memorable line ever from a movie. In history, it can be from a movie from 100 years ago. How about one from the silent movies? That would be good.
Sure.
Like that Nosferatu I was watching here earlier.
Right.
Oh, and you know what I think is on right now? I could be wrong. And I am wrong. The Stingers is on. I thought Batman was on. What's The Stingers? Oh, yeah, we'll do that poll tomorrow. What's your favorite polka? Yeah, we haven't done that one in a long time.
Godfather Polka.
I was just going to say, they beat me right to the punch. Well, it's the only one I know. Your favorite polka artist. I can't think of those names. We used to play, didn't you used to play those on the air? Maybe you're not old enough to have played those on the air.
I didn't have to play them on the air, but I've heard them played on the air.
Oh, I can't think of the names of all them old Polacks with the accordions, you know?
Well, Bobby Vinton had some polka hits. Well,
nah, he didn't do polka music, the Polish Prince. He was singing...
I think some of the off tracks on the albums were polkas.
Really?
I think so.
I'd like to give him a polka in the eye myself. Now, wait a minute. This can't be right, can it? Because line 5 has got a light on it. And I punched it up. I don't hear it. Is there somebody on this line? Hello? See, we've been had. We have been had. There's a dot on this line. And I thought we had all the lines finally working today. I think somebody...
You know what? The dot is gone.
Oh, the dot is gone, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it was
a polka dot. Likely story, George Corso, you jackass. Oh, my God. There's somebody maybe doing a few lines in that building, but nobody's got line five working again. We got a false alarm here, like maybe somebody finally, after months and months and months of my screaming and bitching, fixed that line five, and the answer is
no.
No, didn't do it. Nice going, Clarence. If I was Clarence, I'd get Corso in here, and I'd beat him. I'd get him right up against the wall and whip the crap out of him. You know, Clarence might get off on that. He's got to try something. Here's Davey. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, on regard to who Robert Shaw was.
Yeah.
He was the actor in Jaws, the captain, and he was also the Mark in the Sting.
Oh, that's right. Well, somebody mentioned that yesterday, but he's, I don't know.
And,
he's not one of my favorite people.
Line for your poll.
Okay.
Love the smell of napalm in the morning by Robert Duvall in Apocalypse Now.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Okay, thanks. You like that line?
Sure, why not?
It's going to take a long time to write these down. Well, just relax. Oh, and you know something? I was going to do another pool before we do this one, because this is going to take until at least 11, maybe longer, before we really get to this thing going. Can we do that?
Yeah.
We can do whatever the hell I want, can't we? Of course, that's all up to Eric, whether Eric really wants to be put under that kind of pressure. You think he wants to?
No.
We're
going to
do it anyway. We don't really care.
What? I said no.
Why not?
Because I don't want to be put under that kind of pressure.
What do you got to do with it? It's a very simple pool.
Yeah, it's just going to take me a long time to type it up.
Now, what is this, Apocalypse Now?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Oh, and you spelled Gary Sinise correctly, by the way. Nice going. Let's hear it. For Beaner Boy.
Should we put the Who Said It and the movie, or just the movie that it's from?
Just the movie that it's from, my God. Now, this is Apocalypse Now. I love the smell of napalm.
Yes.
Oh, we don't want the actor in Who Said It. Just what movie it's from. Like, nobody knows who said here. Is Johnny in The Shining? Like, we need to tell him? In addition to which, how about Leave the Gun, Take the Cannoli? I mean, we know it was Clemenza said that, but then we got to put the, what was his name, the actor? He's dead, so we don't even know the actor played Clemenza, which shame on you. I can't believe you don't know the name of the actor played Clemenza.
If they like the line, then they'll know who said it.
Right, what difference does it make? Just the movie it's from, that's all. See, this is the problem. You make problems where they don't exist. That's why you're not getting that raise yet. Let's see if we can't bring you under control a little bit.
Hola.
Because Clarence said he needs to manipulate you a little more before you get the raise. Or no, it was Duff said that, and he's on vacation.
Don't need the money that much.
You got a whole week to heal up. Okay, now what's the pool? Oh, let's see. How do I phrase this?
Carefully.
Okay, America was better off, this is going to be phrased here, under Bill Clinton or George W. Bush? Huh?
Okay. America was better off,
off, under,
okay.
And then ...
Okay.
Bill Clinton or George W. Bush. Fitty. And this is just a temporary poll to keep people occupied and keep them busy and to keep Eric out of trouble so we don't eat too many goddamn breakfasts this morning. Because the rumor I'm hearing from Orlando is that he's ballooning up. That's one and just a rumor. Haven't you heard that rumor?
No.
Did you just hear me say it?
Oh yeah, I did hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing it this morning.
That's where it started. 26 past 9 at 560 WQAM on a great Tuesday, man. It's a little murky here, but at least it's not 90 in the shade, you know? Because I'm also hearing a lot of rumors about it's hotter than hell and it's oppressive and people are bailing out of there like crazy. They'd rather take a chance in China. They'd rather take a chance with SARS or maybe score bites. Mm. Can I admit that I had some score bites yesterday?
Again?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, you had the ice cream the other day. The score is ice cream.
So that was over the weekend. No, I'm not doing that again. Are you crazy?
No, I'm not the one that's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. I'm hooked. I'm a drug addict. Hey, if you're hooked on being fat, here's one of the things you might want to try, Balance for Life. And the reason I say you might want to try it is because it's so simple that even the most frustrated of all fatties out there, this is one you'll like because there's no work for you to do other than picking up your little black sack at your door whenever you get out of the sack in the morning. It's right there at your home, at your work, wherever you are by 6 in the morning. And inside your black sack is all the food you need for the day. Once a week, they send you a little menu you fill out. You have a choice for each meal every day that you're on a program. And in your little black sack, there is the food. 3 delicious meals, 2 delicious snacks, all in your gourmet food. All fresh and delicious. Nothing frozen or frozen. No chemicals, no prefab crap. All really good, delicious stuff. It'll keep you satisfied all day long as the weight pours off your body, all based on the principles of Dr. Barry Sears' Zone Diet. It really works. So if you're frustrated with all the other diets, if you've tried them and you've failed and you're still fat and sick and disgusting and maybe diabetes and all these other things, try Balance for Life. This might be the one you're looking for. You owe it to give it a shot. Call today. There's no obligation. Call 954-568-3229 and let our friends at Balance for Life help you lose that weight once and for all. 954-568-3229 or visit their prestigious website at balanceforlife.com.
Live in the local. We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Howard David's a bitch.
New this fall on Fox. It's a late-night talk show unlike any other you've ever seen. The King of Pop snuggles into his king-size bed with warm milk and cookies and interviews of Hollywood's hottest young celebrities.
Hello, this is Michael Jackson in bed with an Oscar nominee who is currently starring as the voice of Mowgli in Disney's new animated adventure, The Jungle Book 2. Please welcome my special guest in my bed, Haley Joel Osment. Do we have to do this in your bed? It's innocent. It's very charming. I let my children sleep with Barry Gibb. Who? So tell me, Haley Joel Osment, how is it working with lovable Bear Baloo?
Well, he's not real, Michael. He's a cartoon voiced by John Goodman.
Yee-hoo! Haley, look what I could do with this.
Oh!
You never know who's going to be sleeping in Michael's bed.
Yee-hee! I'm here with my next guest snuggled up in my bed. It's a big TV star, the child who plays Sipowicz's son on NYPD Blue. Hello, child who plays Sipowicz's son on NYPD Blue.
Hi, Mike.
Would you like to play a game, child who plays Sipowicz's son on NYPD Blue?
Sure.
Put on this mask.
I don't want to put on
I'm having so much fun. Me and my children play this game with Barry Gibb all the time.
Who?
Put the mask on.
Okay,
here. Touch this one time.
So grab some warm milk and cookies and join Wacko Jacko for some late night TV like you've never seen before. It's Sleeping with Michael Jackson, weeknights on Fox.
9:32 at 5:60. Now let's see, from Injustice for All, I'm out of order. No, you're out of order. Actually, the part of that line is the whole effing system is out of order. Isn't that what he says?
Right. Well, it's kind of a tirade. Which part of that line?
Well, wait a minute. What's the question again? The most memorable line ever. See, a line can't be like a whole speech. Right?
Right, I would assume.
Well, I'm putting that in the bottom of the pile. We'll consider that. We'll take that under advisement. We got 12 quick votes on our preliminary poll today. America was better off under Bill Clinton or George W. Bush. Bill Clinton's got 11 votes. I guess even the worst of mathematicians out there can figure out that W's got one. Here's the fact. Says God apparently requested yet another Texas mother to kill her children.
Absolutely correct, sir.
Three questions come to mind. It says, why is, number one, why is God calling upon the people of Texas to make these sacrifices? Two, if God is in such close contact with Texas, might he also be speaking with President Bush? In fact, God is directing the presidency. It stands to reason that opposing President Bush is the same as opposing God himself. Like,
no, God.
No wonder so many Americans are supporting George Bush. If it's not blind patriotism, it's divine inspiration. Also, how could you have left Rutger Hauer off yesterday's poll? You are treading on thin ice, sir, it says. You're right, I am treading on thin ice. That's what Tom Jicka said. Yeah, Robbie Niedermeyer scores a short-handed goal for Anaheim yesterday. Should we have kept him on the Panthers?
No.
No, he stunk in Calgary and he stunk with the Panthers. See, that's why this whole idea, well, somebody went someplace else and they were really good. Robbie Niedermeyer could have played in Florida for another 20 years and still would have stunk to join out, okay? Just like he would have played in Calgary. He needed a change of scenery. He needed to be back with his old buddy, BM. Calgary, well, what can I say? They never make the playoffs anyway. But Anaheim, 2-0 yesterday over Minnesota. Anybody care about these playoffs?
No.
Boy, it's really terminal. Although Marty Havlat, number 9, will be in the lineup when Ottawa beats New Jersey again tonight. Oh, yeah, look at these. These are going to be great. This is going to be a long list. It's a damn good thing we got this preliminary poll to keep these bastards, I mean, these people busy. Now, let's see, I'll be back. That's the Terminator?
Yes.
See, the reason I have to ask you, it's an Arnold movie, and I have never seen an Arnold movie, and I never would watch one. Oh, how could you say that? Real easy. Read my lips. From Mommy Dearest, no wire hangers.
No, every day I use that one.
No.
Is it no or no more?
No wire hangers. No, you're thinking of that poll we did on the morning show when they said no mo. That was the number one choice, as a matter of fact, no Mo. Oh, sorry, Mo, he's on the way back. He got that long trip up to Boca. Don't spoil his trip up there, okay? Have a lovely day in paradise, Mo, at the senior citizens home in Boca. Let's see, from Goodfellas, funny, funny how. Now, that's not the line.
That's another, like, routine. Do I amuse yous?
Yeah, do I amuse yous? That's the line.
Right.
Joe Pesci, do I amuse yous? Yeah, amuse yous, Y-U-S-C. Do I amuse yous?
Right.
Goodfellas. That's the line. Oh, this is going to be a ponderous long, which is good. We like those. It's going to take a lot of good time. Huh? Oh, look at this fact. Somebody sends me this. MSNBC's great right hope. Unabashedly one-sided, gleefully dishonest, slick as a mound of gravel, Scarborough country, MSNBC's latest crack at primetime news entertainment is something for everybody. And it goes on about Joe Scarborough did this and yada, 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 and never met a recycled O'Reillyism he can't amp up with some emphatic forehead gymnastics. But despite all of these things, it's off to a slow start. He's got a Nielsen rating of 0.5. Oh. They might as well just shut that thing off and put a home shopping channel on there. And you see, if they were smart, they'd do that like today at noon.
How about
just dump the whole thing off. I'm telling you, it's a lost cause. They do the Petey Bulger thing. They keep moving the different shows around. And the only one good show they had was Preston Buchanan. And they'd taken that and like split it up into two parts. So now it's on between 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, whatever. I don't know when it's on. And they keep moving Chris Matthews around with his softballs. It's a joke. Why don't you just give up, okay? You're done. You're finished. Man, does it suck. Now, look at this. What is this? Troy Stratford. Ba, 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 ba. Well, if we don't have any presence in Canada. My bed is just fine, okay, Troy? Don't worry about it. My bed here is just fine. I'm getting a good night's sleep every night. No little dog to wake me up. And everything is fine. No bed, please. Just forget about it. Forget about it. I appreciate the efforts, but forget about it. A little inside business there.
Maybe I could help.
You're out. George. Well, what's this article here from BBC? I saw this on the, you can only put so many stories on there, and then Beaner Boy will get really upset if we start trying to put 500 stories on every day. He'll get really pissed off and grouchy. Continued anti-Americanism could result in the U.S. disengaging from the rest of the world with dangerous consequences. NATO General Secretary Lord Robertson is warning. He was commenting on the threat to world order posed by the continuing rift between Europe and the U.S. in the wake of the Iraq War. And I should point out again that the U.S. dollar is worth squat. $1.16 on the euro and 72 cents on the Canadian dollar, which was 62 cents just months ago. It is a scary. Not only all this unemployment that's going on, but the fact that the American dollar isn't worth crapsky. The market's down a little bit, but not too much. You'd consider with that terrorist crap going on over there in Saudi Arabia that something might have awakened these bastards. No, nothing's going to deter them. I mean, what more could you want? You know, high unemployment, gigantic growing deficits, the dollar is worth nothing. What more could you want to inspire investors from coast to coast, right?
Tax cut.
And that big tax cut, right, going to have all that extra money? Okay, let's get down to business here, because I get the feeling I'm getting... And we don't let me forget about the Oreo cookies. We already did enough on Jose Santos. Nice going, Jose. I'm picking funny side again in the Preakness. Let's go all the way with the Triple Crown, now that Empire Maker ain't in there. Okay?
Okay.
Don't forget about that. Oh, and the U.S. Mayor, Jay Garner from Orlando. Good old General Garner. Oh, jeez.
He went over big.
In fact, it was funny, because I didn't know they spoke such good English over in Baghdad, but they all lined up thousands of them and said in unison,
bye, bye, bye!
Yeah, yesterday.
Don't buy a house.
I guess he wasn't thumping his chest anymore, talking about, oh, it's so proud to be an American, you know, got to puff up your chest. They said, who the hell are you kidding, man? We'd like some electricity, maybe a little bit of water, maybe a little bit of order in the street so we don't have to be fearful of going out of our house.
Garbage removal. That's
yeah,
the new
things
thing
like
now.
All of these things would be nice.
Piles,
you know, like a little sanitary condition.
Mounds of garbage everywhere.
Yeah, but imagine all the nice flies that are hanging out.
Oh, well.
Like a nice snack. Why, do you ever have, like, toasted flies?
Not lately.
Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. This is for the list, and I want to say something after about the politics.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Sylvester Stallone, Yo, Paulie, how you doing? Yo, Adrian, I beat up a bull.
No, the line is, Yo, Adrian, that's the line.
That's what I said. Okay, and here's Al Pacino in Scarface. I come from Cuba, you cockroaches. Come on, you cockroaches. Come on over, cockroaches. Okay, the other one is, of course, the old one is, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I don't know if
Gone
that.
With the Wind. We got that. We got it on there.
Okay, the other one is the FCATs. That's the politics. What do you think about this? 12th graders or 3rd graders, whenever they take the FCATs, they got this speech senator on the radio right now, 9:30 in the morning at Dade County, saying that if they don't pass the FCATs, they can't, graduate. I mean, what is this? Is this with the, affirmative action deal? Like say you're in a university.
Right.
And you don't pass a test, of course you're not going to graduate.
Yeah, but you're forgetting what state you're in.
Well, I mean, the way I look at it is you're trying to get votes from the when they turn 18 years old or what? I just want to hear what you were going to say about that.
Well, what is there to say? I mean, it's pathetic. This is the education governor, man. It's an embarrassment.
Well, even though I'm a Democrat, I'm behind Bush on that because, if they don't pass the test, they shouldn't graduate.
Yeah.
And, if they go on to college, they think they're not going to pass a test when they're a senior. You know, what's going to go on if they can't?
But you're also behind Bush on the class size, on his devious plans to try to change the public's mind on the class size amendment, which was passed by the public?
Well, I'm in the middle. I'm a Democrat, but a moderate. But there's good things or bad things. A few things need to change. And
well, he's sure doing a great job with the DCF, speaking of kids. He's doing a tremendous job on that.
Right. And also, if you, it doesn't matter what color you are. If you're, if you can do the job, that shouldn't be because of your race or your color or anything like that.
I agree. I'm totally against affirmative action, wherever that came from. Okay, have a great day. I'm against it. I'm against it. Yeah, Jeb Bush, the education governor, we got some great education in Florida. Make no mistake about it. And then they decided, well, a bunch of kids failed the FCAT, but nah, we don't think they really did. Huh? You see that? Well, I'm sure you did.
Yeah, we were watching it this morning.
Let's see, do I amuse yous by, from Goodfellas? Yo Adrian Rocky. Okay, now he said one other one, but I don't think, I wrote it down.
No, and it's a good thing.
Okay. 19 till 10 at 560 WQM. If your carpets, speaking of wire hangers, well, she was like a fuss budget, Joan Crawford. That was her whole thing. And if you're kind of a fuss budget and you'd like to have your carpets looking brand new and you're embarrassed when your guests come in and they look at your carpets and think, man, are you a slob? And maybe they're right. Dry Concepts can make them think that you're really like a neato person because they'll make your carpets look just like you had brand new laid on your floor just only moments before your guests and invaders arrive. Because they dry clean your carpets. These people are the only ones in the world. It's an exclusive patented method, and it works a lot better than anything else because it sucks out the deep down dirt that's way in there in the fibers of your carpet, making them look and smell and feel just like brand new. They're lemony fresh when they get done. They're dry in just a couple of hours, and you'll be amazed when you look around that no matter how hopeless your carpets look when they started, they look just like brand new. And they give you a written guaranteed price before they start the job, so you don't have to worry about rip-offs. They also do a stupendous job of cleaning your drapes, your expensive area rugs, oriental rugs, your leather furniture, and upholstery, all of these things at an unbeatable price, and they do phenomenal work for you. If you have a problem with pet odors or mildew odors caused by water damage, Dry Concepts will make them disappear just like magic. So you owe it to yourself to try these folks one time. I've been using them for over 20 years, and when you use them the first time, you'll understand why. Call Dry Concepts toll-free from anywhere. It's 1-800-248-5071. 1-800-248-5071, or just log onto their website and see all about the great things they can do for you at dryconcepts.com. It'd be absolutely correct when you say that with Dry Concepts, you can clean today and entertain tonight.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560 QAM. In light of France's blatant disregard for all things American, this radio station invites you to join us in the boycott of the following people, places, and things. French fries, French's mustard, French poodles, French toast, Mr. French, French kissing, not mandatory, French knots, Frenchie from Greece, chicken Frenchies, chicken cordon bleu, French dressing, Peugeot, Bouviers, Grey Poupon, Ballet, Madeleine videos, Berets, Croissant, Champagne, Chanel, Catherine Deneuve, Gerard Depardieu, Jacques Cousteau, Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, Bustiers, Lingerie, Mousse, the dessert, not the animal, the French chef and his Bon Appetit, Joan of Arc, Truffles, Mimes, Marie Chevalier, The French Connection, Eiffel Tower Stick Pins, Jean-Paul Gaultier, All Bon Pan, Jerry Lewis, Monet, Matinee, Mona Lisa, Charles de Gaulle, Kids in the Hall, Perrier Water, Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, Hairy Girl and Girl Porn, Torno Rotches, Burlesque Language Immersion Programs, Jolene Facial Bleach Systems, L'Oreal, Clinique, Le Cirque, and Cirque du Soleil. Thank you.
You're welcome. Speaking of thank you, Steve faxes and says, Stupid White Men, great book, a must read for all. Haven't I read pages and pages and pages from Stupid White Men? I have it in my hand right now, Steve, and the book, too. Michael Moore's number one New York Times bestseller, Stupid White Men. I got it right here, which I read parts of ripping George W. an ass and also parts ripping Bill Clinton an ass, just to show you I'm an equal opportunity rip man. So thanks, Steve, but we're way ahead of you, okay? Also, Dale in Palmetto Bay says, as most memorable line ever from a movie, Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct, what are you going to do, arrest me for smoking?
Yeah.
And you say...
Well, I mean, she said it.
Now, the question isn't whether she said it. The question is it a memorable line? And I think the answer is
no.
Thanks anyway, Dale and Palmetto Bay. We appreciate it very much, but get out of here. How about what I used to say to my girlfriend? Say hello to my little friend. Says Greg in Sunrise.
That is the line from Scarface. Not that there weren't many others, but that's
okay,
the
well,
line.
You can't have thousands, okay?
Why not?
Say hello to my little friend. Yeah, I like that. I can relate to it. Say hello to my little friend from Scarface. That was a highly overrated movie.
Yeah, it was an unintentional comedy. If you look at it like a comedy, then it was very funny.
Although my good buddy was in there, Stevie Bauer.
Right.
No kin to Papa Bauer.
Manolo.
Or Bert Bauer.
Shoot that cockroach.
One thing about Bert, she had a leg up on a competition. That was terrible, but she was great. We loved Bert Bauer. Didn't we love Bert Bauer?
Yes.
That show's getting real intense, like I said. Guiding Light. You watching it?
No.
How about Robert De Niro's You Looking At Me? From Taxi Driver. Of course. How could we leave that? This is going to be really ponderous, you know what? I love it. And Beaner Boy's getting all upset. Gee, I got to write down all this stuff. And answer the phone. You Looking At Me? In The Taxi Driver. One of Robert De Niro's great movies.
Why are
along with Once Upon a Time in America. What?
People are sending faxes, pages of Godfather lines.
Oh, no, we don't want that. Let's see. Do you realize that Louise Lasser, 64-year-old, is in the both Requiem for a Dream and Happiness? Oh, and guess what?
What?
The guy that plays the pedophile dad in Happiness, he's the doctor in Requiem for a Dream.
How do you
he's
like that?
He's also in... Huh?
Okay.
The doctor in, like, in the Carolinas, wherever they wind up when they're 600 miles from New York. I'm trying to figure where we're probably in the Carolinas. When they're in a hospital.
Oh, that guy.
And he comes in and grabs the drugs off the table
right.
When he looks at the purple arm of poor Jared Leto.
I'm not leaving these in here.
He says, man, Jared, that thing is really purple. He says, well, what color do you think it's supposed to be? No, I'm talking about your arm, I mean. Well, he's the pedophile dad in Happiness, which George still hasn't seen yet. We're so sorry.
But it's
sorry.
On the way.
What do you mean by that? Oh, you ordered
I ordered it?
It
yesterday.
Well, I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know when the hell you see it, okay?
All right.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth from A Few Good Men and Jack Nicholson line. That's his second line in here.
You
now, what?
Can't.
You can't handle the truth.
Right.
Isn't that the line?
That's the line.
Okay, from A Few Good Men. Good movie. With your buddy Tom Cruise. George has a thing for Tom Cruise. You don't want
I
to
do.
Admit it.
I didn't like that movie.
He doesn't want to admit it because he might be one of those.
Okay.
Let's see. You can handle the truth from A Few Good Men. Boy, this is just... ponderous writing and writing. I think Beaner had a point on this. Okay, how's the other poll coming? Our preliminary poll, 110 votes. America was better off under Bill Clinton, 100, and George W. 10. That's what it says. I'm not making it up. That's what it says. And just like this guy before, I mean, he's entitled to his opinion, the one that said he's like a Democrat, but like moderate, middle of the road, and he's trying to say something good about our governor. How can anybody say that? I don't get it. And that's why I just give up. I give up. I mean, I throw it out. I'll still, you know, do my bedtime stories, but hey, what's the point? I'm not kidding anybody. They have no impact. I mean, this governor, he comes right out and says, I'm going to stick it to you. I've got devious plans. No matter what you people vote on class size, I'm not going to get sucked into that. In fact, we got an article here on our polls show most Floridians unhappy with foot dragging by the legislature of the overwhelmingly Republican legislature by margin of nearly 4-1. Registered voters across ethnic, gender, and party lines said they disapprove of the job the legislature has done. The legislature finished the regular session May 2nd, was called back Monday to the Capitol to finish writing the state's $52 billion budget. Governor Jeb Bush also planned special session to deal with other major issues that did not get done in the regular 60-day session, including new laws designed to rein in the cost of medical malpractice and workmen's compensation insurance. The session was more notable for the disagreement between Senate President Jim King and House Speaker Johnny Byrd over how much the state would have to spend and where the money would come from. King wanted lawmakers to consider gambling or new taxes so the state could spend more on education and social services. How do you like that? In a survey of 600 voters conducted by the Miami Herald, St. Pete Times, and the Palm Beach Post, just 16% of respondents gave the legislature their approval. Kellyanne Conway, a Washington-based Republican pollster, said it's eye-popping. She conducted the survey with Democratic pollster Rob Schroth. She said, in 15 years of polling, I've never seen legislature graded so poorly. Among other findings, 6 in 10 voters believe Florida spends too little on schools, and 54% would vote for a cap on class sizes that Governor Jeb Bush wants to repeal. But the poll indicates problems with the legislature not affecting Bush's popularity. The governor was given a 56% approval rating. And the interesting part about that number is that President Bush in Florida, you know that thing they did with Graham where he was beating Graham 52 to 43% the other day?
Yeah.
The president's popularity approval rating in Florida, 60%, as opposed to like 34% opposed, negative rating. Mm-hmm. So look, 56 and 60, almost identical. So I guess if your name is Bush in Florida, that you get a positive, no matter what the hell. They may disagree with you on all the issues or some of the big issues, but if your name is Bush, good Bush. They never met a Bush they didn't like. They didn't want to dive into. Man, scary, but that's Florida. That's our middle name. They're still counting Chads, by the way. Oh, guess what? Gore won.
Oh!
Too late. 122 votes. America was better off under Bill Clinton, 111. George W. Bush, 11. 9%. Pretty lame, you know? Pretty lame. What was the most memorable line ever from a movie? Forget about it. I'm not going to read the whole list. Just the most recent ones. No Wire Hangers, Mommy Dearest. Do I Amuse Yous? Goodfellas. Yo, Adrian from Rocky. Yo, Adrian. Oh, Jesus, is he dumb. Say hello to my little friend, Scarface. You looking at me? Taxi Driver. And You Can't Handle the Truth from A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson. That's probably what he said to the referee at the Laker game the other night. Just out of control. Out of control. They should call like a foul. He should have been forced to take a couple of free throws. Here's Miami Lakes. Hello.
Neil, God.
Yes, sir. Speaking.
Waited long enough and it's worth it. You're the
it's
best.
Well worth it at twice the await.
You're missing a couple movies that had a number of lines in it, like well, on the waterfront. On the waterfront. I could have been
somebody. Idea. I could have been a contender is the line.
I could have been a contender. And the line from Taxi Driver wasn't, are you looking at me? You talking to me?
Right. That's right. You talking to me?
And there's one from,
Well, wait a minute. Slow down. Just a beat. Sorry. Just take a breath. Okay. You talking to me? Okay. Go ahead. I could have been a contender on the waterfront.
The other one was from, my cousin Vinny. What's a youth?
Huh?
Remember that in the court?
No.
Fred Gwynne?
No. Never saw that movie.
Oh, okay.
What's the line?
No.
Okay, don't say it again. George will get upset. Don't say it again.
No, it was a good movie and it was a good line, but they're not understanding the question.
The question is, what's the most memorable line ever from a movie? It's a very simple question.
Line do you remember from a movie?
I understand that, George, but...
let's do that one now.
When people mispronounce words... You know, I say back to them, what's a youth? Because they don't get it. They
you're the one.
The
you're
word.
That guy.
I'm using it back
yeah. Okay, well, I think we got that.
And as far as politics, you know...
I saw that movie in my youth.
In your youth.
Yeah.
I'm watching, you know, every show. I can't believe there's not one liberal that's allowed to speak his mind. Even
that's
Michael
right. Now you're catching on, man. Now you're starting to catch
every
on.
Every time I'm watching that stupid Hannity and Comden.
Why? Why are you, sir? Let me ask you one question.
Because I wanted to have somebody, every time they start to say something, the Republican or the right wing, start screaming and yelling, that's what you liberals are all about. That's what
right.
you, and the
that's
guy's
right.
trying to say, listen, I didn't interrupt you when you were talking. Please let me. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't support the president. But wait, I haven't made my point. Oh, you don't know, have a point. You need to be. They're like Nazis. If you don't go step with them, they don't want to hear what you have to say.
Like I said, now you're catching on.
We got to do something about these Bushes. We need to get rid of Bush. And none of them were born here in Florida. I don't know why Florida's so crazy about these damn Bushes. None of them were born here. They represent our state. What's scary to me is that Graham, who will be a good contender for the Democratic presidential, I'm afraid that Jeb may run for his office and become our new senator.
Oy.
That's scary, because what else is he going to do? Is he going to go back to Texas and become governor of Texas?
No, he's waiting in the wings. He's going to be he's going to get two terms of his own following a W. That's what they have planned.
Yes. And that is very scary that we go under 12 years or more of Bush. I don't know about you, Neil, but I've had enough Bush.
Well, me too. That's why I'm in Canada. See you around.
Take care.
Bye-bye. 567. Oh, by the way, Canadians are meeting with the U.S. officials about that pot law. They're caving in. They're caving in. As America continues spreading its fascism and repression all around the world, making people an offer they can't refuse. Here's one that's obvious. Luke, I'm your father, Star Wars.
Except he didn't say that. And I've already faxed a couple that also weren't said. But nevertheless, people...
Well, what did he say? What's the correct line?
He said, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. He said you killed him. No, I'm your father. That's how it went. It's like I just faxed play it again, Sam. He never said play it again.
Well, I'm not writing anyone down for that.
Right.
If you only play the power of the dark, if you only knew the power of the dark side.
Oh,
Vader,
yeah, everybody says that.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he doesn't exist.
The usual suspects.
Yeah.
No. Say hello to my little friend. We got that. Play again, Sam. Now that we're talking, now they're finally catching on. One out of 58 bad. Play it again, Sam.
That's not the line.
What is the line?
Said playing again, Sam.
What did he say?
Play it, Sam. You played it for her. Now play it for me.
Right.
That's one of those in that big book of misquoted movie lines. That's.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? It doesn't make any difference. Play it again, Sam. Is the line everybody says? Okay.
It sure is.
Even though it's incorrect, we're not worried about the nitpicking. Okay. We want to find out what people say. Thank you, Richard. Richard Cranium.
There are some good ones on the way.
Thank you, Dick. There are some what?
Really good ones on the way.
Okay, well, fine. It's only 10 o'clock. Just relax, okay? Just calm down. That's right. Pull that little string hanging out of your...
Rectum.
Just slow down a little bit.
George, if you throw some of those away, you'll never know.
9:58 at 560 WQM. The number one Asian buffet in the universe is Emerald Coast. Three locations for you in South Florida. Sunrise, North Miami Beach, and the newest location is Pembroke Pines. Start your mouth-watering eating experience with six different soups. You can take all of them if you like, and then sample dozens and zillions of delicious entrees, just mouth-watering fresh stuff, like New York strip made to order at the Gourmet Center. That's a sizzling Asian grill with grilled shrimp scampi style, jumbo scallops wrapped in bacon, Dungeness crab and ginger and scallions, and hand-carved prime rib. And be sure and check out the new Oriental chicken salad at the Emerald Coast, too. Don't forget, you never walk out of there with a headache, just a big smile on your face and a big full pupik because they don't use any crap. No MSG, no cornstarch, and they cook all their fine cuisine only with cholesterol-free oils. The buffet at the Emerald Coast features a full salad bar, sushi bar, fresh shrimp cocktail, and a full dessert bar featuring pies, cakes, pastries, ice cream with all your favorite toppings, and fresh fruit as well. In Sunrise, you'll find Emerald Coast, Pine Island at 44th Street, North Miami Beach, Collins Avenue just north of 163rd, and in Pembroke Pines at the intersection of Flamingo and Pembroke Roads. So take your family or book your next business luncheon now by calling 954-572-3822. All size parties are welcome. 954-572-3822. Takeout and delivery is always available too. The Emerald Coast Chinese Buffet, you can't beat it with a shtick.
Live and local. We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Beautiful. She was young. She was innocent. She was the greatest piece of ass I ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
Welcome back to the glittering pageantry of the Mo Howard and David Show. We have a full docket today.
Yeah.
Including the cavalcade of articulate athlete interviews. You know that pipe smoker's still at it.
What?
What? Singing those songs. Making fun of me. They make fun of me all the time. I don't know why they don't adore me.
Dear, everything will be all right, Mo.
Get your hands off me, you fairy. You queer, you tube chomper. Real men don't touch, only during the game.
Yes, master.
They want singing. I'll give them singing. Get on a piano. Over there.
Okay, Mo.
Now, hit it. Back in my day, men were straight.
Being gay is hip today.
That's why I can't tolerate tis guzzling gays.
Sport holes weren't gay back then.
Stop it, you moron!
What's the matter, Mo?
My wig fell off again. Okay. All right, where were we?
Sport holes weren't gay back then.
I'll take it from here. The guys that like to worship men.
Good thing we won't see Portland or Wayland and Adam again.
Didn't need to soothe prostates.
Or to tickle hairy taint.
Jesus Christ, I really hate.
Jizz guzzling gay.
10:03 at 560 WQM. I got the Mad Dog at 1. Hank in the studio at 3 this afternoon. In the building, no less. And the building still can hold a humper. The big at 7 o'clock. Then you got your Marlins on deck at 9:30. Marlins at San Diego. Marlins won last night. You were aware of that, weren't you?
What?
Marlins at the Padres 10:05. And then Joe and Mark overnight in their sophomoric show. 190 votes. America was better off under Bill Clinton 165. George W. Bush 25. 165 to 25. Do you know, I think that if we could, like, change the Constitution and get Bubba to run next year against the W, it wouldn't even be a landslide.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't do that, but I'm just saying, just thinking out loud. He would just, he would beat him by a landslide. Anyway, here's some more suggestions, and you're right, you got a whole bunch of real good ones. I'm not even going to write them because I'll get writer's cramp. I'll let Beaner Boy write them down. You writing them, Beaner?
He is.
Dean Wormer in Animal House. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. We tried telling that to the beast. Did it work?
No.
No. May the force be with you. Now there's one from Star Wars. Now we're talking. Okay, impressive. Instead of all this other...
Most impressive.
Phil in Coral Springs says, Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Right.
Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Although, well, I guess. I don't know. Is that a memorable line? I mean,
yeah,
it's memorable that we were... Okay, okay, just asking. How about, we don't need no stinky badges? I thought it's stinking badges.
Stinking. Badges.
We don't need no stinky badges?
Sometimes they get stinky.
Oh. From Treasures of the Sierra Madre. Okay. And this one. From Scent of a Woman, Pacino says, and they've spelled it H-O-O-O-O. That's
H-O-O-O-E-E-E.
Hooey. And we don't say hooey, he said,
Hula!
I had that all, well, just relax.
Okay,
I'm going to hit you. See how he's getting overbearing, Beaner? He's getting a little bit overbearing. I just can't control himself. I got all the drop-ins right here. Right there. There you go. You don't say hooey.
We're not really going to put that up, right?
No, of course not. That's not a line.
Okay.
And the Marines would be pretty pissed off if they saw on our list of great lines from a movie. Plus, that's such a crappy movie. Oh.
Treasure of the Sierra Madre?
Yeah.
Okay.
This town needs an enema. Another Jack Nicholson line. Jack Nicholson is the Joker in Batman, perfect for South Florida. And it says, Mo Bits, please. Well, I just played you a Mo Bit, that's why. You think this town needs an enema?
Recto.
Yeah. Perfect for South Florida, like the facture says. Got it?
Got it.
Batman. Here's Steve who says, in Blazing Saddles, hey, where the white woman at? No. Where the white woman at?
I mean, it's a funny line by God.
Hey, it is a funny
little
line, but
it's not...
It's not memorable. It's not one like, you know, most people are saying all the time. Unless they get, like, lost in Overtown or something, most guys aren't saying, hey, where are the white women at?
Vlad from the Joe and Mark show, he uses that all the time.
Does he really? Maybe that's why he's in the hospital, you think? Maybe God is punishing him for saying things like that? For being such a pervert? 202 votes on the first on our preliminary poll today, which we just did is kind of like, you know, keep you occupied for a little while. Now, let me ask you this, Beaner.
Yeah.
If they vote on this poll and then we put up the new one, it doesn't disenfranchise them from voting on the second poll, does
no,
it?
No, no.
Okay.
They'll be able to vote.
Great. Because I know that thanks to AOL and thanks to some otherwise inept technology of the Internet people, that we only have a fraction of our audience out there who can actually vote on our poll every day. That's really sad. I don't know what we're going to do about that.
I'm going to have to work on that. I was going to do something about that, and I forgot. I was going to look into that.
You were going to do something about it, or you're going to like discuss with Eric about doing something? You just don't go off doing it on your own like that.
No, I'll figure it out.
You made it sound like you're going to do it like independent. And of course, the poll is still Eric's purview. The poll. You do understand that?
Hola.
So don't be like edging a little too far over in his territory, because then you'll get him all worked up and surly again, and your phone will be ringing. He'll be making you know grumbling sounds again, fat grumbling sounds. America was better off under Bill Clinton, 185, and George W. Bush, 30. Oh, it's pretty tight. Here's Boynton Beach. Hello. Boynton Beach is gone? On line 9? That's scandalous is what that is. Here's a call from Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I got a classic from White Heat, Cagney. Mom on Top of the World. Do you remember that one?
No.
You don't remember that with Cagney on Top of the World?
No.
Okay, I called it in.
Thanks.
All right.
Remember that?
No.
How about Judy, Judy, Judy? I don't think he ever said that, Cary Grant. Did he ever say Judy? I don't think he said that. That's something just people... I don't think he ever said it. It's just like the thing in Casablanca. It's like the same thing.
Right.
Play it again, Sam.
People you dirty just, rat. He never said that either.
You dirty rat. But people say that all the time.
They sure do.
Well, why can't we just make it up? Now, let's see. Did we ever decide what we're going to do about Injustice for All? I mean, it's a great, it's a tremendous scene, you know?
I think we nixed it.
Yeah, but it, because there's not one single line. But the right. the climax to the line when he says, the whole effing system is out of order.
Right.
It is great, but it, but there's nothing in there that, nothing we can use. Sorry about that. 5670560, I still say Jack Warden was great. Jack Warden only had 13 votes yesterday. He should have had a better fate than that. Jack Warden is great, and his performance as the suicidal judge in that movie was so spectacular and underappreciated. That's because Pacino was great in the movie. And who was the other one that committed suicide? His partner.
Oh, I forgot. It was a long time ago.
Remember? The mm-hmm. lawyer? I think he committed suicide because he had a bad hairpiece. Now, I'm not trying to plant any ideas in anybody's mind. You know, I think he just was a little over the top. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. The most here's the question again, just to try to, like, you know, frame it here for you. What's the most memorable line ever from a movie? Most memorable. In other words, things that people, like, say all the time. People quote all the time. Like, I could have been a contender. I mean, I say that all the time. And I think of Norma Kent, and I realize that I'm just dreaming. I'm just playing with it, you know? I could have been a contender. But then again, look at what I got. Papagenko, look what I got. Right?
Right.
Now, that's a good line. Now, see, if we just want to make it Godfather intensive, yeah. like some of those people. No, seriously, there's no question about it. We can have 50 million Godfather lines.
You can act like a man! Look at all of you!
Yeah, we can go down the whole list.
And a bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit.
Right.
What's wrong with you? I think your brain is going soft.
See?
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
What have I ever done to make you treat me so disrespectfully?
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay.
Ever. And of course, this one probably should be on there.
For justice, we must go to Don Corleone.
Don't you think?
We could just do a Godfather poll. What was the best part?
Nah, come on. That's like too one-dimensional. Well, that'd
be like 100 lines on there.
100 lines? I think that's what our engineering department's been doing. Yeah, line five still don't work, Clarence. I just mentioned that in passing your engineering department. It was just a diversionary tactic on their part. We saw the dot. We got all excited and got whipped up into a frenzy like something actually got accomplished in that place. Did it get accomplished?
No.
Are they doing anything?
No.
No, they're sitting on their laurels. That's what George Corso does best and Bob Vermouth do. They rest on their laurels. God almighty, what are we going to do about them?
For justice. We must go to Don Corleone.
Yeah. And then, of course, one of our favorites.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody said. Like dumb. I'm smart. And I want respect.
I don't feel I have to wipe everybody out. Just my enemy.
Oh, and I'll tell you one that seriously should take consideration.
You're taking this very personal.
Don't you think?
Right.
Huh?
Oh.
In fact, the line really is, it's business, and this man is taking it personal. Well, we'll work on refining
they say it a few times in various ways.
Yeah. You're taking this, I like the way he says that, too.
You're taking this very personal.
Santino. How's Santino doing? 10:13 at 5:60. Do you realize that there are people who haven't seen The Godfather? That makes me want to sit down and weep. Why do I weep? Because they just, they're missing out, you know?
Yeah.
Look at all these great movies this last couple of weeks here on his show that have enriched my life, I'll tell you that. Now that I got my DVD player, I don't think unless you got a DVD player you're going to ever be as movie intensive as if when you get one.
Right.
And then once you get one and you realize that there's 80 billion, because this like mushroomed up out of nowhere. I mean, mm-hmm. In the beginning there were like about 10 movies on DVD and that was about it.
Right.
And now there's about 10 million. So you better start, working on it right now. Don't forget, happiness, you won't find it in South Florida. 10:13 at 560 WQM, you know, talk is cheap. It's easy to throw around a lot of really appealing low numbers. But when it comes right down to it, what number can you really get refinanced at? Is the number 5%, 4%? How about 2.45% with Financial Group? With interest rates at 2.45%, it really is your best bet, and it's rock solid, too. If you want to find out more, just call Financial Group, 1-800-940-LEND. That's Financial Group, 1-800-940-LEND. Interest rates are at all-time lows right now. So why not refinance your home or buy you a new home and take advantage of a sure thing? 2.45% financing with Financial Group. And if you're wondering just what it'll do to those monthly payments, here are some examples for you. If you have a $200,000 loan, you pay only $786 a month. If you have $100,000 loan, you pay only $393 a month. Chump change. So get you 2.45% financing from Financial Group. Call them today and get the answers you're looking for. 1-800-940-LEND. That's the Financial Group. 1-800-940-LEND. They're an equal housing lender. Credit restrictions apply and rates are subject to change monthly. 5.34 APR.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAM.
Neil got out. WQAM. Where the faggot is.
At 560. This is a pretty interesting thing you just faxed me here. This is from Salon.com, I believe. Yes, it is. Where's the Liberal Rush Limbaugh by Samuel G. Friedman? Do you notice I mentioned in this?
I did. That's why I faxed you page 1 and 4 as opposed to all 8 pages.
Oh, I'm not going to read it.
Or 5 pages, sorry.
It says, Mike Malloy's left-wing rants have gotten him bounced from major radio markets. Could he draw an audience of millions if he got the chance? Mike Malloy, I have no idea who he is. He's in Atlanta, is that it?
Okay.
Syndicated show. Of course, he's syndicated like everybody else in the country except for...
Oh, God.
That's because he's probably... I'm not probably. Definitely got a better agent than my lackluster attorney who's too busy trying to be a hotshot on the radio for an hour on a station with nobody listening. See, when you try to be all things to all people, Norma, you generally fail in all areas. That's the problem. But at any rate, why even waste the time? But it goes on about the most prominent efforts by liberals to crack the talk radio market involved the politicians Jerry Brown, Mario Cuomo, and Jim Hightower. Effective stump speakers, none mastered the improvisation, conversation, and give and take of talk radio. Only Hightower remains on the air, though in drastically reduced form. Instead of hosting a talk show, he contributes 2-minute commentaries to about 100 stations, mostly in small markets. For all that, liberal talk radio is not quite so marginal as it may first appear when critics decry the dearth of such shows. Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine notes, yet they are referring to one part of the radio universe, commercial radio for white audience. There, he estimates, 80% of the political shows indeed espouse a conservative message. Yet, liberal hosts such as Neil Rogers of WQAM in Miami and Lionel of the WOR Network have survived. See, of the WOR Network, Lionel is syndicated, of course. Fox recently began syndicating Alan Combs, the designated liberal punching bag on its cable news station. He's awful. The talk black stations, meanwhile, lean heavily to liberal in the person of such hosts as Cliff Kelly of WVON in Chicago and Mary Mason of WHAT, what, in Philadelphia. The nonprofit Pacifica Network reaches an audience of 800,000 with stridently left-wing programming. National Public Radio draws 22 million listeners, of whom two-thirds describe themselves as being politically moderate or liberal. NPR's syndicated talk shows, Talk of the Nation, the Connection and the Diane Rehm Show. Is she kin to Jennifer Rehm?
I'll find out.
Strive for a balanced centrist approach that qualifies as liberal in comparison to that of Limbaugh and his imitators. And it goes on and on. Well, it's a good point. We're still doing okay, but in terms of syndication, I could have been a contender to get back to today's pool. Could have been a contender, but I got Norma Kent. Pop had Jenko, I got Norma. I think that says it all right there. And I got Greg Reed, too, on top of all that to contend with. Speaking of contenders. Strother Martin and Cool Hand Luke. What we have here is a failure to communicate. One of the great lines in history.
No question.
Also, Strother Martin says, should have been in yesterday's pool. I have no idea who that is.
He was that guy that said that line.
I bet you he was the guy in Cool Hand Luke that said, what we have here is a failure to communicate. I don't remember who that was. I mean, you know, some of these movies you haven't seen for about 50 years, you know?
Right.
Alan on the fact says, best line, Alan, Blazing Saddles, when Mel Brooks meets the Indian tribe, he looks at Gene, what's his name, Gene Wilder?
Okay.
Who else is in Blazing Saddles? Is it Gene Wilder?
Right, Cleavon Little.
But anyway, it says he looks at Gene, what's his name, and says, Schratzes. I think what Alan means is Schwarzers, but he's got Schratzes. Oy vey. Oh, my God. Wait till Fox News Heather hears that we use the word Schratzes on here. Schwarzes. Well, that's cute, but it's not memorable.
Obviously a reference to Cleavon Little and his family.
His little family? Did he say hello to my little family? 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. America, the poll number one today, we're doing a two-parter. America was better off under Bill Clinton, 228, George W. Bush, 40. 85% to 15%. 228 to 40. I guarantee you, mark my words, you can bet Beaner Boy's life on it, and we'll throw in Todd Dreck, too. That if that election was tomorrow, Bill Clinton against George W. I'm not talking about our audience or in the state of Florida. Nationwide, even including all them real nasty red states. You know what I mean? The red states.
Mm-hmm.
Those awful Yahoo nose-picking, those kind of states. Bill Clinton would just absolutely demolish. He'd have just mop up the floor with him. Guaranteed. Because one thing about Bubba, he don't tell you no Bubba Mises. Even the Goyim know that. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Hey, I got one from Top Gun. I feel the need for speed.
There you go. Okay.
All right. Also, as far as legislature is concerned, I mean, you've got a Republican House, Republican Senate, and a Republican governor. And they
right.
They can't meet on a budget. That place is nothing but a big party going on up there. They only work in between happy hours.
You got it.
Nothing good is ever going to come out of this.
At our expense. At our expense.
We made $44,000 a day to run this extra session. And they're probably going to go to two of them. So it's $44,000 a day to take care of this.
I rest my case. And the public is, they're disenchanted, but they sure love the governor.
It's ridiculous. But I love you, Neil. Take care.
Have a great life in Florida. 5670560. Look, like I said, what's the use? You know, we just had that election back in November. Here's, I don't care if they ran the garbage man against Jeb Bush. No matter who it was, he should have won in a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the Democratic candidate was should have just buried his ass. And it was the other way around. No contender. And they make up this story about how they were going to raise the taxes. Democrats were going to raise taxes to pay for the amendment that the public, supported.
Mm-hmm.
This is what doesn't make any sense. The public said yes. To decrease it, to limiting class size in public schools. But on the other hand, oh, well, he's going to raise taxes. Duh. Even though, of course, the Florida Constitution prohibits that. Well, it wasn't just raising taxes, it's going to be a state income tax. It has to be a constitutional amendment to have a state income tax. There wasn't a Chinaman's chance in hell that was going to be happen or be proposed or any of these things. But you're dealing with the dumbest of the dumb. And, of course, when you look at that map of Florida, like I'm always telling you, good golly, Miss Molly. Did Jeb Bush win Broward County?
No.
Did he win Palm Beach County?
No.
I rest my case. There you go. And what else you got? You didn't got Dade County with your people, you know.
Incredible.
Yeah, they sure are. Comunista, yeah, same old crap. Look at the state. Just take a look at it.
All right.
Not too close to lunchtime. No, seriously, just take a look at the makeup of that state. You got your Pensacola and Tallahassee and Tueg and Tampa. The whole Tampa area over there on the west coast. Enough to make you gag.
Tampa.
Exactly. And Cheapwater and Lutz and Temple Terrace. All of these things. And Fort Pierce and Vero Beach and Jacksonville. Oy vey. And of course the dark folks in Jacksonville, they don't let them vote too often. Because they can be dangerous at the polls. I mean, you got a really, you take away Dade, Broward, forget about Dade, you take away Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe County. How did Monroe County vote?
I forgot.
We don't know. They're small potatoes. And what do you got? You got a mugwump state. You got like Georgia South, man. Georgia South, where they're still like segregating the goddamn school proms in Georgia. 2003, and they're still running segregated school proms, and nobody's got anything to say about it. Well, you know, what can I tell you, man? Zine America. 1027 at 560 WQM. Get into the barbecuing season with the perfect grill at absolutely the best price in the world from our good friends at Barbecues Galore. Now that it's 100 degrees in the shade every day, you really ought to be thinking about this. This week, take advantage of no payments, same as cash financing, until January 2004 on approved credit at Barbecues Galore. How can you beat that? Barbecues Galore carries the biggest selection of great barbecues and accessories, including liquid propane, natural gas, charcoal, smokers, tailgate supplies, all at the guaranteed lowest prices in the universe. Barbecues Galore has got an exceptional selection of Weber grills and accessories, including the hot new Weber Summit Gold D, which features six stainless steel burners, a double-walled stainless steel lid, welded stainless steel cooking grates, fixed commercial-grade thermometers, side burner, rotisserie, all of these things, and lots more, too. Barbecues Galore's got the hottest grills that you won't find anyplace else, and all, of course, as always, at unbeatably low prices, too. So for all your barbecuing needs, not that the really sultry weather has arrived, at the guaranteed lowest prices, this is the place you love shopping because they're really nice folks. Barbecues Galore with stores in Plantation, also in Coral Springs. Let Barbecues Galore's knowledgeable sales staff help you pick out the perfect grill for what you're looking for, and at the same time, answer all your barbecuing questions. Everything you need for barbecuing is waiting for you at Barbecues Galore.
And local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Jeb Bush, back tomorrow!
WQM, happy Tuesday to you. Here's a fax from George with a G, who said, now what was the George? Oh, yeah, George Kennedy, somebody spelled on our port yesterday with a J, Beaner.
Jorge Kennedy.
Jorge Kennedy. Well, don't you remember Hack Kennedy, our president?
No.
Hey, FK?
Oh.
Good morning, Neil and Jorge, it says. Here's my singular most memorable line. Who are those guys? Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, spoken by Paul Newman. Who are those guys? And I say,
no.
No. You think that's memorable?
No.
No. Here's another one that also, hey, poor George, you know, with the G, he's got problems here. Here's Johnny, we got that already. B, he's got, you come in with nothing, you got out with nothing, so what have you lost? Nothing. Monty Python's Meaning of Life, closing scene of Crucifixion, and we say,
no.
He says, have a great day in Toronto, it's already so hot and humid in Fort Lauderdale, the cats don't even chase the mice anymore. Okay, thanks a lot, George, but a pretty weak selection. We got, here's Johnny. In fact, we got a couple of Jack Nicholson lines, right?
Right.
We got, you can't handle the truth, a few good men, and we got, here's Johnny from The Shining. Here's one that says, from Field of Dreams, when Shoeless Joe says, Ty Cobb wanted to come, but none of us liked the son of a bitch when he was alive, so we told him to stick it. Wow. Whoever sent us this fax, and for obvious reasons, there's no name, it says, that's my favorite movie line. Ty Cobb wanted to come, but none of us liked the son of a bitch when he was alive, so we told him to stick it. Okay. Also, I know you like airplanes, so what do you think of Jimmy? Have you ever seen a grown man naked? Now we're talking. Peter Graves. That's one of a zillion great scenes.
Right. One of a zillion great lines.
Right.
If you had to choose one, would that be the one?
I kind of like where Mo says...
Yeah, I picked a bad day to quit sniffing glue.
When he says that to Lloyd Bridges. I guess okay. Jimmy, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
All right.
Is that the right quote?
Well, you just write, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, that's from Airplane.
Do you like gladiator movies?
I beg your pardon?
Do you like gladiator movies?
Just stick with one, okay? Don't start expanding this spotting. We'll be here till midnight, okay?
I was just asking you.
Jason, line from Clueless. I've got a 45 and a shovel and nobody will miss you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think so. Let's see, I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. I got a one-way ticket to Palookaville, Marlon Brando. Yeah, the first part we got, I could have been a contender, like me, just like that story. At least I made Salon.com.
Oh!
Great, somebody recognizes that I'm alive, as opposed to, like, Buzz Flash and all these other... This show is the best-kept secret in America. You know what?
Yeah, it is.
In fact, speaking of Tom Jicka, who I didn't realize was such a big hockey expert and big fan, If there's one column that he should have written about having to do with me, as opposed to like blurting some word out on the air that we all tried to dump anyway, and as opposed to that, how about what was just in that Salon.com article? The fact that this show is still number one and that we beat Russia's pants off in that noon to 1 hour in the last book, in spite of the war, in spite of the right-wing leanings of all the media in America, and we're still kicking ass.
He writes for which paper?
That's what right, put that? Exactly. No, seriously, I mean, he's just, you know, you can take all the shots you want, Tom. Go on here and just rip me an ass. That's fine. Just pronounce my name right. But the fact of the matter is what you're doing is obfuscating. You're like a dog that goes in the backyard and takes a big dump and then runs about 15 yards away and kicks up his back legs and kicks a little dirt up in here to try to cover up his tracks, okay? His mess. That's what you're doing. Missed the Jerry Williams story, didn't get that right, didn't get the Dick Casper story right when he interviewed me a few years ago. You can't get anything right. Missed the ratings book again? Nothing. And I'm not just talking about me. How about the story about Power 96 and Party Radio? There's so many stories in there. How about the classical music on KAT, which had like a .000? All of these things. There's so much going on, and this man is oblivious, and he's worried about me and Brian Murray, okay? Brian Murray sucks. I don't care if the freaking Ducks win every game for the next 5 years. Brian Murray blows. What he did to the organization, all of a sudden he's a hockey expert. Anyway. P.S. Love the bedtime stories. What happened to Canada going to pot? Well, they're having a little second and third thoughts about that since they've been intimidated by the USA, by the DEA. And so it looks like what they're going to do this week, probably today or tomorrow. Oh, look at that. In fact, there's the story on there right now. Plan to decriminalize possession of marijuana. They're going to make it like a traffic ticket, small amounts, like a half an ounce. Which means that nobody would spend any jail time. Legislation could be introduced as soon as this week on the CBC. I'm looking at it right now. How do you like that for psychic abilities, huh? Let's see. I'll have what she's having when Harry met Sally. I'm serious and don't call me Shirley from Airplane. Don't call me Shirley's cute.
Mm-hmm.
I take it black like my men from Airplane. That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't put all the Airplane lines on there. These don't count, but they're two of hundreds of great Groucho lines said 75 years ago and still objectionable. Trying to sell a wedding ring in monkey business. I know it'll fit her. I got it from the nose of a savage. As the explorer in Animal Crackers, we took some pictures. See, there he goes with that cackling again.
Sorry.
He's doing a cackling again. That guy on a fax yesterday.
I thought it was laughing.
You know, in fact, that fax, I started thinking about that again. That was the most objectionable. You ought to be flattered. From a Steve Kane licker, one of those talk show groupies.
It was
obvious. There's nothing that turns me off worse than talk show groupies, because those are the only people listening to the old FTL crowd, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, the light bulb crowd. Oh, and little Brian Craig, he should fill in, too, for you. Right.
Of course.
See, we'd have that crowd fill in for us during the summertime, but we can't afford to feed Richard Essen. That's the problem. As the explorer and Animal Crackers, we took some pictures of the native girls, but they weren't developed, but we're going to go back again in a couple of weeks.
I remember that.
That's cute. Not in the same category with what we got, okay? What's this copy you just faxed me? Didn't I already have this?
I don't know. Did I fax copy?
The dollar mattress copy?
Oh, yeah, it just came in.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail, the bridge scene. Two knights started fighting and one knight cut the other knight's arm off. He said, I cut your arm off. The other night said, no, you didn't. It's merely a flesh wound. Okay, go ahead and make my day. We got it. Are you feeling lucky, punk? There's no place like home, and here's Johnny. We got several votes for that. It's already on there, okay? Which they have no way of seeing it because it's not on our thing till 11 o'clock. We got the other poll going. There's no place like home? What?
Yeah, from The Wizard of Oz.
That's a memorable line. There's no place like home?
I guess.
No.
Okay.
Are you feeling lucky, punk? That's pretty good.
Another Dirty Harry?
Yeah, let's put that on there. Are you feeling lucky, punk? And go ahead and make my day, which we already got. Both from Dirty Harry, one of the Dirty Harrys, which we don't know which one, and quite frankly, who the hell cares, okay? It's all like Clint Eastwood-isms. Don't you think Clint Eastwood should have been on a poll yesterday? Remember?
Oh, yeah. Along with Marlon.
Yeah, along with Marlon Brando and William Holden and Robert
right.
De Niro.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. All of those kind of like marginal people. 355 votes, speaking of marginal like the president. America was better off under Bill Clinton, 300 votes. George W. Bush, 55. 84.5% to 15.5%. That is staggering. And, of course, it's also true. That's probably why it holds up so well when you look at that, because it's certainly obviously true. NASDAQ's down 9.5. I just mentioned this in passing after this last couple of days when it's running way up there. Do you have any idea why the market has been going up like that?
No.
Because the dollar is like in free fall. The dollar isn't worth like a nickel anymore. And we got that grotesque unemployment of over 6%. 2.5 million people lost their jobs since this bozo came in. I mean, and the Dow is down 65. But it's still pretty impressive up there. It's made up, been on a nice run there. Because we won the war.
Oh!
And we're doing a great job over there in Iraq. Oh, we're not? What happened to poor Jay Garner? Oh, and also what happened to Barbara Bodini?
Oh, yeah.
Barbara Bodini. I got that story here, too.
She bombed.
Barbara Bodine, who in large part was responsible for interfering with the FBI and our intelligence efforts to prevent 9/11, she was probably more single-handedly than any other American individual responsible for allowing 9/11 or making it possible for it to happen, and yet she is moving to the Bureau of Political Military Affairs. And her boss, Jay Garner, is expected to leave. Well, I think he already did leave. As soon as the reins are handed over to Paul Bremer. This was the big deal. Remember how many weeks and months we had that news about Jay Garner was handpicked?
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to go over there and he was going to do this and going to do that and pound on his chest and tell us how proud he was to be an American. And the Iraqis just loved him. They couldn't wait to say,
bye, bye, bye!
And they did. How many times did you... Boy, I got all this coffee here. Just it's either feast or famine with that crowd. I'll tell you that right now with that sales department. Feast or famine. Kind of like our engineering department. Nice job, Corso. Not... Let's punch up line 5. Hello, WQAM, deadline. Do you hear anything through it? No, it's just, I mean, the audience can't believe it. They can't get over it. They cannot get over that after all of these years, a company with this kind of money.
I hate this place. Nothing works here.
Has got an engineering staff that you wouldn't wish on Hitler and the Ayatollah. 1042 and Osama, your mama. 18 to 11 at 560 WQM. I got the Mad Dog at 1, Hank in the studio at 3, and then a bunch of stuff that we also wouldn't wish on them. Hey, if you guys are looking for your hair, it probably went down the sink. Maybe it went down the drain. Maybe it's in the what's-his-name's refrigerator in American Psycho with that head. Oh, you haven't seen that yet?
No.
Get it. If you want to get your hair back, do what the smart guys do, whether we're talking millionaires or just schleppers like a lot of you guys. It doesn't make any difference how much money you have because, number one, Charles Alfieri's natural hairline system is very affordable. And number two, even if you have millions and billions, you can't get a better looking head of hair to make that bald spot go away and disappear. Because the natural hairline system looks just like they say, natural, like real hair grown out of your head as opposed to some awful, nasty, reddish animal dyed on top of your head and just kind of camps out there. For over 25 years, Charlie's been making guys look their best and look a hell of a lot younger than they ever thought they could. Because when you got the bald spot, you look like some silly old coot. And everybody gets Charlie's 30-day guarantee, so you have nothing to lose but that bald spot. Because if after 30 days, you don't love the way it looks and feels and smells, if you're not getting ahead at least 15, 20, 30 times a day, Charlie will give you a full refund. Don't forget to mention Neil when you call because it means an extra $200 off the regular price. Here's the toll-free number to call if you want the real way to get your great-looking head of hair back and look better and younger than you ever dreamed you could again. 1-800-321-2413. Call them today. 1-800-321-2413 or log on to their world-flaming website, charlesalfieri.com.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
Me, why you do this to me?
Please, Timmy. I'm afraid.
Most people are unaware that they have 7 to 10 pounds of compressed human waste packed in their bowels. You have feces hard packed in your bowels right now. Pounds and pounds of greasy, filthy dung tightly packed snugly inside your body. Your intestines are lined with grease, mucus, undigested beef fat, hair, oil, and a cheesy substance known as skin froth. Until now, there was nothing that could be done. Introducing B-Clean, an all-natural supplement that will, within 3 days, have you defecating your stale, sour, musty, tar-like ropes of manure, making you feel lighter and healthier than you have in years. Call this toll-free number now for a free video and see for yourself an actual patient let loose his slippery, repugnant wall of bowel sludge in the comfort of your own home. Call today.
1046 and 560 WQM. The faxes are just pouring in. Now, how could we have forgotten
that? The power of Christ compels you!
Huh?
The power of Christ compels you!
Yes.
The power of Christ compels you!
Okay.
The power of Christ compels you!
Okay.
Okay, that was easy. Let's get that on there. The power of Christ compels you, the exorcist. Got it?
Got it.
And also, I'm not bad, I'm just drawn that way. What is that?
Jessica Rabbit?
Cool World. Oh, that's
no.
Right, Jessica Rabbit. I thought that was Holly.
No.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
One out of two ain't bad. Here's a quote from Requiem. Ass to ass. Toward the end of the movie, when a girl goes to the black guy's apartment and performs with other girls, and they're having a big orgy scene. Ass to ass. Now, what is that a quote?
I wrote a commentary.
Yeah, I see. I mean, what
yeah.
Like that, you know?
Right.
I mean, it was an interesting scene to say the very least. And Jennifer Connelly was in it, so George, of course, was he tried to mount the TV screen, but nevertheless, that's not up to our speed.
I mounted it.
Clint Eastwood, the enforcer. That's mighty white of you.
No.
No. There are two types of men, those with guns and those who dig. No. From The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, to Eli Wallach. To Hal Holbrook in Magnum Force, every man has to know his limitations.
No.
No. I don't think they're understanding what's the most memorable line ever from a movie.
You think?
Okay? God. Now this one's cute, but certainly, your mother was a hamster and your father smelled of elderberries.
Oh yeah, not a day goes by.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I was saying that just before the show this morning. I'm walking here, Midnight Cowboy. What? Yeah, we can't handle the truth, Cuban, and we got that. And you talking to me, taxi driver, we got that. We got it. I guess I should read the list we got so far, and then you can add any more that I didn't write down. The most memorable line ever from a movie. Forget about it, Donnie Brasco. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. The Godfather. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. Godfather. Here's Johnny, The Shining. I'm as mad as hell, not going to take any more network. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a rat's ass. I don't give a damn. Gone with the Wind. Go ahead. Make my day, Dirty Harry. I'm dying over here. Dog Day Afternoon. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Apocalypse Now. I'll be back. The Terminator. And it is terminal. No wire hangers, Mommy Dearest. Do I amuse yous? The Goodfellas. Yo, Adrian, Rocky. Say hello to my little friend, Scarface. You talking to me? Taxi driver. You notice how many of these lines are said like by somebody in an illiterate kind of like tone?
Well, that makes them fun.
Right. You can't handle the truth. Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men. I could have been a contender from On the Waterfront, Marlon Brando. And Play It Again, Sam, from Casablanca. Even though that's not the exact line, that's what we got, and I like it. Now, what else did we put on there that I didn't write down?
From Play It Again, Sam, we got Fat, Drunk, and Stupid is No Way to Go Through Life.
We do?
I guess. I don't know. Did we write that down?
Yeah.
Okay.
We said that.
We said yeah.
Okay.
Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Badges, we don't need no stinking badges.
No, nobody says, I don't think we're in Kansas. No, that's the most memorable line from
a
movie.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah.
In a lot of movies.
See, like if you're driving through South Carolina and you go off the highway to get some gas and you pull into the Deliverance gas station and the kid's in the tree with banjo, then you say to your friend.
Yeah, I think the day we went to lunch with Greg back before I started on the air, I think that's what he said. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. He's a little confused. Get that off of there, okay? That's idiotic. Now, what else?
Badges, we don't need no stinking badges.
Right.
From Treasure. What we got here is failure to communicate.
Right.
From Cool Hand Luke. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Mm-hmm.
The power of Christ compels you?
Right.
That's it.
No, it's not.
Wait.
There's I Feel the Need for Speed, the one from Top Gun.
We didn't put that in there.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
See, he does this all the time. No, I did not say yes. I feel the need for speed.
This town,
I mean, there are people who are saying that, but not because it's a line from a movie.
This town needs an animal from Batman, which I didn't think should go on there, but...
Absolutely should go on there, especially in South Florida. Now, who said that? Sarah Goldfarb, I feel the need for speed? Where's my music? Come on, let's go. You're a little slow today. There we go. All right.
All right. Jimmy, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Oh, I missed that one. That's right.
From Airplane, right.
Have you ever...
The rabbi says, we've been robbed, bamboozled, led amok. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. Denzel Washington from Malcolm X. He says, I'll send you either you or George a dollar, whichever he needs it the most. If anyone at WQM saw this movie, except maybe for Troy. Or,
I saw
of course,
it.
Roy!
I saw
dollar.
A little bit of it, and then I shut it off and watched something else.
$2,
so you
rabbi.
Owe us all a dollar, okay? You owe us all a buck a piece, rabbi. What's he got to say to that?
Oy!
Yeah, figures. Cheap bastard. Stereotype. Coming from a very generous Jew like yours truly, I, we have to suffer from the stereotypes of people like the rabbi who don't want to give us the dollar. Fork it over, okay, rabbi? We all seen Malcolm X. He ain't feeling too good. This is one of my very favorite stories. Lawsuit seeks to ban sale of Oreos to children in California. Nabisco taken to task over trans fat's effect. All of a sudden they've discovered that all your kids are fat. CBS Evening News this week is doing a whole series about fat kids and all the crap they're eating in school. And you know what?
What?
They're getting fatter every minute of every day.
You notice?
And
that?
They're getting diabetes. And you want to know why, don't you?
I know why.
I'll tell you why right now.
That's the American fucking way.
That's right. That's what the F stands for in what you just said. Fat. Not what you said, the American fattened way? That's what you said. We're fattening them up like hogs being taken to slaughter. And that's what you're doing. You're killing your kids, all you people out there with your fat kids. Take it from me. I know something about fat. I'm not some skinny punk sitting here on the radio talking about fat that wouldn't know fat from his ass, okay? If he could find any on it. Oreo cookie should be banned from sale to children in California according to a lawsuit filed by a San Francisco attorney who claims that trans fat, the stuff that makes the chocolate cookies crisp and their filling creamy, is so dangerous children shouldn't eat it. Well, you know something? He's probably right about that, but neither should adults. Neither should adults.
Right.
I mean, this is just stupid. If we're going to go down the list of all the things like potato chips loaded with trans fatty acids, right?
Right.
Cookies, all kinds of pastries, pies, cakes, all of these things are loaded with trans fats, which we know, of course, will kill you. So why not put a warning label on Oreo cookies, huh? Can you imagine... If they tried to outlaw, because quite frankly, I mean, Oreo cookies to me, they, you know, I mean, if I ate one, I could eat the whole box.
Right.
Because they've got sugar, you know, it's my addiction. But in terms of, would that be, I would say like way down on my list, like about in the top.
Right.
Yeah. It's like asking Sarah, which ones do you feel better with, the green pills, the purple pills, or the orange pills, or the blue ones at night? God, I love that. In fact, that's my new nom de plume, is Sarah. Just call me Sarah. Yeah. I admit it. I'm Sarah. I could eat the whole half gallon if I didn't throw it out. Of course, I wouldn't be here today. I'd probably be Dave. But, boy, I would have had a big smile on my puss of that scores. Huh?
Oh,
that
score
what... ice cream, man. You feel like you scored when you start putting that in your puss.
I can see the carcass now.
Mmm. God, is that stuff good. And you put it in the microwave for about 35 seconds and just melt it down. And, in fact, what you do is you throw it out. You get disgusted and you throw it out. And then a couple hours later, you go into garbage and you get like a straw and stick it in there and just drink it out. No, that's why you have to pour it under hot water, because it spoils it. Did you know that?
Right. Well, you've told me that before.
If you ever throw out ice cream while you're fat, and believe me, I'm not the only one who does it. I've had other people, I don't want to mention no names, Lynn, other people admit to me that they do this all, not all the time, but more than once. Get something disgusting that's going to make them sick, something really fat, something that will send your blood sugar skyrocketing, and eat part of it, and in disgust, you take the rest. What it used to be with me was spaghetti.
Yeah.
Spaghetti and ice cream, those are my two fixes. Every time I'd get really frustrated, angry about something horrible at work, I'd get like a can of Chef Boyardee. Beefaroni. I do like beefaroni. In fact, the thing with beefaroni, you know what you do? You take like a slice of Swiss cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And you put the beefaroni in a bowl, and you put like your wax paper on top, your covering, and you heat it up in a microwave for about 85 seconds, and the cheese, the Swiss cheese, just melts all into that beefaroni. Huh? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Man, is that good stuff. And then, of course, you got to get at least a pint. For dessert, you have your beefaroni with lots of cheese in it. You know what else is real good is taking sliced up hot dogs.
Oh!
And cheese, and you put that in your beefaroni or your Chef Boyardee's spaghetti and meatballs. Huh?
Oh, man.
I mean, we could talk about making a whole thing of spaghetti, which I'm very good at that. I can make some great spaghetti. Yeah, but I'm talking about really quick and horny, you know, when you're
butter
desperate.
Noodles? How about spaghetti with just, like, butter and salt?
Nah. Oh, fat. That's for Goya, man.
Well, there you go.
No wonder they never let your ass in Italy, and the rest of you either. That is really grotesque. They would frown on your ass.
Mm.
So anyway, they want to outlaw Oreo cookies in California and the sale to kids. It's just idiotic. Everything we're going to pass the law. How about teaching people good eating habits? How about calling the doctors in on this, huh? How about putting warning labels on these like they do on faggots? Don't they put warning labels on faggots, Beaner Boy?
Yeah.
I got one on my arm. Oh, that's a tattoo. That's from the Bush administration. That was John Ashcroft's people came by and tattooed my shoulder. No, seriously, you got to have warning labels on these things, and then the public can pick their own poison. You choose and decide, okay? We warned you it was going to kill you instead of, like, everything is a lawsuit. It's bullcrap, like the people suing McDonald's. And the same thing with the people suing the cigarette companies. I have no sympathy for that. That's one of the great travesties of the law that's ever taken place. And, of course, Florida was the biggest settlement. Am I correct about that? I think so.
Yes.
Multi-billion-dollar judgments against the tobacco companies, as if anybody with a brain doesn't know that cigarettes sooner or later, and probably sooner, are going to kill you. You're going to die.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
The gun. Take the cannoli.
Doi, 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 doi. And that's why I think the Jets will have a championship season.
The Jets?
And what did I tell you? You don't talk till I say you can talk.
This is the beast.
I said, shut up, fatso.
But you're like a father to me.
You don't talk till I'm done talking. When I'm done talking, then you talk.
Okay, I'll...
Hey, beast, come here.
What?
Come here. I want you to meet a friend of mine, Mr. Golf Club. Why, I ordered... I'm going to show you the business end of this thing. Come here.
This court sentences you to 20 years in Oz.
What'd you info? I tore a tag off my mattress. Looks like we'll be bunkmates. The name's Mo Howard David. Star of stage screen in Paradise. What's yours? Nick Old Me Coffee. You got so tan. Right, thank you.
Hey, get out. What are you doing?
So powder and drill, huh? I'm going to make you my woman.
Ain't nobody going to stop him. God! God!
Oh,
God!
Dear, Pinky.
All right, shower time. You got 10 minutes.
Well, you're to be safe in here.
Yo, Bowtie.
Yo, man.
Get a load of our new Linda Blair over there.
Hey, show is pretty.
Oh, okay.
Hey, don't embarrass me like that. Do you know who I am?
Okay, man. Bend over and pick it up now.
All right. But I expect a written apology on Mike this month.
That broom handle, Bowtie.
Say hello, broom handle. I'll take the front.
The warden will see you now.
Thanks.
Well, Mr. David.
Hello, warden.
Oh, Jack. Jack Warden. How can I help you?
Well, you see, warden.
Yes?
I keep getting raped.
Oh, isn't that a shame? I'll look into it right away.
Thanks, warden. It's about time somebody...
Now, drop your pad.
Huh?
I said drop your pad.
This is Oz.
Favors don't come cheap.
Yo, yo, yo. Let's rape Mo. Radio Big Show.
Oh!
That's how we pass the time away in the gay old jail of Oz.
All right.
1102 at 560 WQM. Happy Tuesday to him. One that's very, very obvious. How could we have forgotten, speaking of Brad Pitt? What's in the box? You don't like that?
Well, I mean, I like it. But what do I know?
Put it on there, okay? I mean, is there any doubt? The question is, what's the most memorable line ever from a movie? How could you possibly forget that?
I didn't forget it.
Seven. Movie seven. What's in the box? Even though he doesn't deliver a very good reading. Here's one. Charlton Heston from the original Planet of the Apes.
You sure. Son of a bitch.
No, that's not what he said. He said, get your filthy paws off me, you damn dirty apes. I don't think so, but...
You son of a bitch.
Not bad. Not putting that on there, are we? No.
Nah.
From Dirty Harry, I gots to know, I gots to know. This was the opening where Harry had a guy on the ground and the guy wanted to know if there was another bullet in the chamber. Says Patrick in Boca. Hey, Patrick.
No.
But I gots to know. Not bad, but we're not going to put... If we put everyone on there, we'd have like 50,000 lines. You know? And when you got 50,000 lines, even our engineering department couldn't start all of that. Boy, they really suck, you know what? sucked us into a false sense of security this morning, thinking they actually did something. Oh, brother, should have known better. It's our own fault for being stupid. By the way, here's the final total on the who you're better off under. America was better off under Bill Clinton, 360, 83.1%. George W. Bush, 73, 16.8%. And that's close to our usual 18% of Bushlickers we got out there, but a little bit low. A little bit low for the Bushmeister. As a matter of fact, I think the Bushmeister now, out of the corner of my eye, CBC carried a minute of it before, but I think he's a... There he is.
The reason I bring up Elizabeth...
Now, we don't want to talk about Elizabeth. But anyway, there he is. There's the Bushman. Get him off of my screen. Thank you. Here's a fax from Andy in wherever he is, North Miami. Free Bogart in some damn movie. Somebody will tell
I
us.
I think it was Casablanca.
Was it? You must remember this. A chicken cannot... Okay, Eli Wallach in Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. What you need to shoot, shoot. Don't talk. That's horrible. Who is this from? Oh, you know who this is from? But you don't put his name on there anymore. It's from Tim Potts. Why are you doing this? See, he knows that if he puts his name on there that you won't send it to me anymore. So he leaves his name off, but I can tell by the licensed production studio, but I don't want to even read the name. It's Tim Potts. Go away, Tim. Don't go away, mad. Just go away. We can't stand you. Blind from the Warriors. Hey, Warriors, come out to play. No. Bobby D and the Untouchables. You get farther with a kind word and a gun than with just a kind word. No. Somebody messes with me, I'm going to mess with him. No. And now he actually does bring one to mind, even though he doesn't have it right. Dustin Hoffman, Kmart sucks. Now, that's a good line from Rain Man.
Sure.
But you know what the real definitive line from Rain Man is, the most memorable?
I'm an excellent driver.
I'm a very good driver. Not excellent. I'm a very good driver. Got it, Beaner Boy? I'm a very good driver. I mean,
I think it's excellent,
old.
Neil. I'm sure it's an excellent driver. As
but
well.
He has a database over there.
I'll find out exactly what the line is.
I'm an excellent driver?
Yep.
Definitely.
How about when he farted in the phone booth?
Uh-oh, fart.
Okay, the old poll, 446 votes. How come that won't disappear yet? I want it to go away, okay? Make it go away. Clinton wins hands down, okay? No contest. There you go. It just disappeared like magic. Like Dry Concept just came in and sucked that old pull right out of my computer. When in doubt, suck it out. 5670560. Here's a call from Naples. Hello.
Earth and Neil.
Yes, sir.
In the King of Comedy, Bob De Niro's last line is, I figured better to be king for a night than schmuck for life.
Not bad.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Not good enough for the list, but not bad, huh? Who said that? Did Moe say that, I think?
No!
Oh.
Moses.
5, 6, 7. See, there he goes picking on Chuck Heston again, just because he's
you son of a, bitch.
A little infirm. There you go, picking on a guy while he's down, okay? Pretty good list, I would say, so far. Play it again, Sam. Did we figure out what movie that was from? I'm an excellent driver. That doesn't sound right to me. I thought he said I'm a very good driver.
We're checking.
When in doubt, we're going to check it out. Because we want to get it right, because obviously this is very important. It's for scientific purposes, naturally. And we want to make damn sure we get every last... tittle and jot. What is that?
Jot and tittle.
Oh, look at that. The new one is going up on there. Now, I don't know what I'm going to vote for, to be honest with you. Especially the Godfather ones. There's so many good ones in the Godfather. It probably will be one of the ones. And we didn't even put this on there.
Bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Cyber League suit.
And you know something?
No.
Just
Bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Cyber League suit.
Everybody and their brother now. And, of course, the Sopranos ripped that off also. That bada bing. Right?
Right.
They ripped off Forget About It from Donnie Brasco, and they ripped off...
The Bing!
Yeah, from The Godfather.
We keep going over that.
What?
They talk about The Godfather constantly. That's why they...
I don't care what they talk about it. They ripped it off. There are commercials for Italian restaurants where they say...
Mm-hmm. The Bing!
Yeah, bada right. Bing. And we got some chain of Italian restaurants here in Toronto, and all their TV spots, at the end he says, bada bing, bada boom, something like that.
Bada boom, bada bing.
I can't. Yeah, something. Do we want to put that on there, bada bing? Because certainly more people say bada bing than, huh?
Sure.
Have you ever heard anybody say, play it again, Sam?
No.
I mean, we're going to put that on there because it's memorable, but I never quite, in ordinary conversation. But I mean, bada bing, everybody says bada bing.
Sure.
Even if they don't know what the hell it means, bada bing. Or sometimes they get a little confused. They say Bafangula, and then, of course, they get bada-bing. Now, who the hell is that? Oh, Fat Rich is on the phone. How's Fat Rich doing?
How you doing, Neil?
Great.
I have a line for you.
Okay.
How about Houston? We have a problem. From Apollo 13.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we even use it at work.
Excellent.
In the computer business. Anyway. I think
that's what Donald Brainerd says when he's out there in the middle of the track.
Exactly. Haven't seen him in a while.
Good.
Okay, well, I'll see you when I get back. They're going to stuff me in a tuxedo, and I'm going to be at my son's wedding, and I'll...
When's the wedding?
June 8th.
Excellent.
And I'll
well, a big mazel tov to him.
Thank you.
Okay, Rich, take care.
You too. All right.
Fat Rich calling. He's got his sons are getting married June 8th. You excited about that, Eric? Good kid. Houston, we have a problem. It's from Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
I mean... Huh?
Apollo 13.
I know what it's from. It's the John Glenn thing, man, right? I never saw it.
Well, it's not the Right Stuff one.
Oh, that's right. The Right Stuff was the one. Well, whatever it is, okay. Who? Apollo 13, Apollo 5, whatever it is. Houston, we have a problem. Isn't that what Bobby's always saying to Whitney? And they usually do. 12 minutes after 11 at 560 WQM. Let's play Bobby Brown. You know, I feel like I'm in the Frank Zappa mood. Don't you feel like hearing a little Frank Zappa?
Always.
I could play Bobby Barr.
Hey there, people, I'm Bobby Brown.
Oh, we don't have time right now. I do want to play that.
Welcome, everybody.
It's 12 minutes after 11 at 560 WQM. Hey, if you're in a really crappy job, like Carlos, for example, he's making, what, about $3 an hour?
Well, that's pretty freaking
taxes.
Close.
Like about $275. Here's the answer for you. How about a new high-paying computer job? Don't forget, computer professionals are in high demand. In fact, they're so high that some people are getting embarrassed by it. It's incredible. And here's the deal. If you want to start getting a big, fat paycheck every payday, the answer is to get that training from our friends at Fast Train. In just 4 short months, you can say goodbye to your crap old job and your crap old boss and start on a real high-paying career in the computer industry. But you got to get training, and you do that at Fast Train. Call and find out about it at 1-866-FAST-TRAIN and say goodbye to that dead-end job and life forever. 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. Fast Train offers you convenient day, evening, and weekend classes. You can check them out on their website at fasttrain.com. And one of these days, you can be carrying home a big, fat paycheck, just like Todd Dreck does. We have no idea why he's getting it, but he's got a big, fat one. Fast Train's got locations all over town, so there's bound to be one convenient to where you live. They're in Miami, they're in Kendall, Pembroke Pines, and Fort Lauderdale, too. And register, don't forget, at fasttrain.com to receive your free American flag bumper sticker while it's still the land of the free and the home of the Braves. Pick up the phone and call Fast Train today, toll-free, and get yourself on the right road to a real life. Call 1-866-FAST-TRAIN.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Junior.
He lives on Queer Street, lingers round on Queer Street. He has a house and garden. I would love to see what happens. Paints his toes and pets his monkey. Women's clothes make him look real funky. He has a whiz whiz and knows what to do.
Yes.
He wants me and he wants you.
In Western Ocean of the Bay.
He lives on Queer Street. Where all the creatures meet. I wonder what they're doing in there. He says he likes it just fine. I'll bet he does. If you know Judy, like I know Judy.
La 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 la.
He lives on Queer Street. Lingers around on Queer Street. The house and a
hose
garden.
Houston, we have a problem. What we have here is a failure to communicate. There's two of them put together for you. Because Beaner Boy, for some strange reason, even though the poll is up now, and I'm looking for what I'm going to vote for on here, and I'm thinking, I don't see any of the ones that I might actually vote for, and that's the reason for the ones that we started the poll with, none of them are on there.
They will be.
Well, what does that mean, they will be?
There's a conference calling and cross-checking. They'll be appearing magically.
Forget about it. I mean, all the really outstanding ones that immediately can't. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Leave the gun, take the cannoli. Here's Johnny. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. And all those other ones. They're not on there yet. Even I'm dying over here. That's not on there. Anyway, some obvious ones that we forgot were embarrassed. For example.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Got to get that on there. Got it?
Got it.
Life is like a box of chocolates from that awful, horrendous Tom Hanks movie. Oh, God, Forrest Dump, the worst. But it's got to be on there. Life is like a box of chocolates for the dumb crowd, you know, for people who remember dumb things from dumb movies, from dumb characters. Here's one, as, and I hate to say this also, from Terminator, Hasta la Vista, baby, from Arnold. Got to be on there, don't it?
Sure.
Absolutely. Of course, he's like embroiled in this other controversy. How did that happen? We started a list, and, you know. And, of course, so obvious, and we forgot this. This is pretty embarrassing.
Get the honey, Junior.
No question about it. Deliverance, this corn sure is special. I don't think so. You think?
No.
In fact, you know what the line from Deliverance would be? You sure got a pretty mouth.
I was just gonna
right?
He's
that's
got a real
the line.
Pretty
there
mouth.
You go. You sure got a real pretty mouth. That's from Deliverance. That's the one.
He's
did
got
we ever get the
mouth.
Rain Man one straightened out?
Yes.
I'm an excellent driver?
Yes. Yes.
Told you. Sure got a pretty, you sure got a pretty mouth. He. Whatever, it's close to that. Deliverance. You say whatever the way you want. Let's see, we got the Robert Duvall. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. In fact, that's the first one listed on the poll that I'm looking at over here, and it's missing the 20 best ones. Somebody really screwed up big time. Let's see. Here, Jay in Tampa says, here's looking at you, kid. We got that, but we don't know what movie it's from. We think Casablanca. Humphrey Bogart, we know, said it.
It was Casablanca.
It was Casablanca?
Yeah.
Well, you must remember this.
No.
Chicken cannot kiss. E.T. Phone Home.
Mm.
No. It says tacky, but it's memorable. Nah. No E.T. lines, please. Alex, who just keeps trying. Nice going, Alex. Just keep banging away on it. Something will happen to it. Aliens, Let's Rock.
No.
No. And Terminator, I'll Be Back. Don't we already have that?
I think so.
Yeah, we do have that.
What
well, at least we should have it. There it is. In fact, it's already up there. It's one of the few that's made any sense. From the Pink Panther, does your dog bite? No. Dog bite sellers. That's not my dog. What? I mean, it's a cute scene, but is that a memorable line?
No.
No. Here's another one. Chris in Winston-Salem says, I am God. Alec Baldwin as the evil doctor in the movie Malice. Oh, remember that? Malice of Alice? About Alice Rantel? It was the Alice Rantel story. Malice of Alice? I am God.
No, God.
I don't think so. Thanks anyway, though, Chris. Nice try. He could have been a contender, Chris, but he picked a pretty forgettable line. 5670560. Now, are we going to get these other ones up on here?
They'll get there.
Well, yeah, but then when can I vote? I mean, like about 4:30 this afternoon?
Okay.
I would like to cast a vote, but certainly the ones that are on here. I mean, Do I Amuse You? That's pretty good. From Goodfellas. Do I Amuse You? He was a pretty amusing guy. And I still say that in Donnie Brasco, that's my only knock on the movie, beside the fact that Al Pacino's acting was embarrassing as Lefty. But the Joe Pesci guy. What's his name again?
Bruno Kirby.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good actor, but we just didn't need another Joe Pesci in a movie that came out almost the same time as Goodfellas. Just too obvious, you know? It would have been like if they would have picked James Woods to play Donnie Brasco. Just because they had a guy with zits in Goodfellas. In fact, that's a good pull. We already done that. Who's got the most terminal zits?
Right.
Wayne High Pinga. Ray Liotta.
James
or
Woods.
Or James Woods, huh?
Brian Adams.
Who's the other one?
Brian Adams.
Brian Adams has a zit problem?
Not anymore. Now he just has a lot of facial scars.
I heard he was a zit head. Here's a call from Miami. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Good, great pull, great pull. I had a couple of them, but then you just let out the fire a little bit. But let me let you know, Full Metal Jacket, Me So Horny.
Yeah, that's a good one. In fact, you know where they got that line from, don't you?
I have no idea.
They stole that line from the Larry King show.
Me so horny?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that was my poll, but I had a couple of more, but you know, I'm sure that's not movies and stuff. Like, I have one Mr. T, I Pity the Fool.
Yeah.
Just a silly one, of course. Bugs Bunny, What's Up, Doc, and that's about it.
Okay.
All right, Neil.
That's all, folks. Okay, see ya. Full Metal Jacket, Me So Horny. What's wrong with
Me So Horny?
Huh?
Nothing.
That's cute. Why am I writing it down? There's no point in my writing them down. Whatever pops up on here, that's, I guess, what the choices I'll have. Whatever our brain trust decides to put on there. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. FCC close to easy media caps.
Oy!
I just mentioned that. It's on our website today. The lengthy story. The FCC is moving closer to easing its media ownership caps. It will happen. It's a done deal. All this other stuff. And there's a thing you can click on here to tell your representatives in the FCC what you think. It won't help. Gornishtelfen. But you can try. Because come the 2nd of June, that's what they're going to do. You got your three Republicans and two Democrats. The two Democrats are going to vote no, and the three Republicans, including Michael Powell, the chairman of the FCC and the son of Colin, will go.
Yeah.
And that'll be it. Done deal. For their friends at Cheap Channel and Viacom and Rupert Murdoch and all these other right-wing lunatics. And so pretty soon it won't make any difference how many channels you have on your radio or your TV, because they're all going to be saying the same thing. La-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. All rush all day. All spin all day. It's kind of like a dryer that never goes off the spin cycle. Or is that the washer?
Washer.
Like I said, it's kind of like a washer. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Here's a lady in Cooper City. Hello.
Hi, Uncle Neil. How are you?
Great. How
are
you doing?
I'm doing great. Great line from when Harry met Sally in the deli, when Meg Ryan is faking her orgasm and the lady at the next table tells her waitress, "I'll have what she's having."
That's great.
It is classic.
Excellent. Thanks.
Have a wonderful day, sir.
And you too. Bye-bye. Bye. I'll have what she's having. That's good.
Are we doing it?
Of course we're doing it. Are you crazy?
Well, so you rejected it earlier.
I did?
Somebody faxed it and you nixed it.
Let me tell you, I know there's no lines from Gaslight in this poll today, but I've seen it. Okay.
All right.
Maybe I glossed over it. Let's see. Rich Pachter is out of control. Or maybe it's somebody whose writing is like his. It's in Friday, the dad comes out of the bathroom with a newspaper and says, "I wouldn't go in there for 25 to 35 minutes. Well, what's so unusual about that? We always hear that at QAM. Especially if Zach has been in there like yesterday. Oh my God, talk about having a Zach attack. They were fumigating buildings two blocks away. Poor Chuck at the subcenter, he said they're still fumigating. Also, Puff Puff, give you effing up the rotation? What?
Puff Puff Give. Puff Puff Give. That's from the same movie. That's from Friday when they were smoking a joint and one of the guys was holding on to it too long.
No. Let's see. These go to 11. Spinal Tap. No. I See Dead People. The Sixth Sense. No. I Don't Reckon I Got No Reason to Kill Nobody. Sling Blade. No. Love the smell of napalm anymore we got in there. You're going to need a bigger boat, Jaws. And you say?
No.
No.
No. Well, I mean, we can't put them all on there. This is like every line from every movie that's ever been made already. Like, the ones that really, like, stick out. The ones that you're saying all the time. Just stop and think about it, okay? Use this show as a barometer, which is always a great barometer of life, because that's what this show is. It's a barometer of American life and intelligence, for example.
Get the honey, Junior.
Sure. How many times a day do we say that? About 30, I would say. At least, minimum. On a good day. Here's one. Nobody's Perfect. Joey Brown. Jack Lemmon. I'm a Man. From Some Like It Hot. What? Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice artwork, though, on the facts. Oh, yeah. This is good. From... This is excellent. How could we have forgotten about Your Mama So Socks in Hell? Well, that's not the exact line, but I can't say it.
Right, we know.
From The Exorcist. Another subliminal reference to George, it says. Oh. From a chronic. This is from somebody who's chronic. Here's looking at you, kid, from Casablanca. Thank you, Jay in Tampa. We got that straightened out only moments ago. It must have been psychic. Thank you. Rosebud, Citizen Kane. Well, we got to put that on there. Nobody says Rosebud. Huh?
No.
I mean, they're always quoting that because Citizen Kane is so overhyped and overblown, if I can say that. But there ain't a Chinaman's chance in hell that we're putting Rosebud on there. Right, Bud?
Yeah.
And then as much as I like the movie, the only reason that they have this on air is because we play it all the time when Anne Bancroft from Fatso when she says,
"You ate the yoni!"
Which is a great line, but nobody knows that, yeah? "Hello, gorgeous," from Funny Girl. "And there's no place like home," from The Wizard of Oz. No. 28 past 11 at 560 WQM. You know, talk is cheap. It's easy to throw around a lot of really appealing low numbers. But when it comes right down to it, what can you really get refinanced at? 5%? 4%? What's the number? How about 2.45% with Financial Group? With interest rates of just 2.45%, it's really your best bet, and it's rock solid, like granite. So call Financial Group right now, toll-free at 1-800-940-LEND. That's Financial Group, 1-800-940-LEND. Interest rates are at all-time lows right now, so why not refinance your home or buy you a new home and take advantage of a sure thing? 2.45% financing with Financial Group is what we're talking about, and here's what it'll do to those monthly payments. For example, for instance, if you have yourself a $200,000 loan, you pay only $786 a month. If you have a $100,000 loan, your payments are only $393 a month. So get you 2.45% financing now from Financial Group by calling this toll-free number. They'll be happy to answer all your questions. No obligation, of course. Call 1-800-940-LEND. That's Financial Group at 1-800-940-LEND. They're an equal housing lender. Credit restrictions apply. Rate subject to change monthly. 5.34 APR.
Live and local. We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
What the f*** are you listening to, man?
In light of Germany's blatant disregard for all things American, this radio station invites you to join us in the boycott of the following people, places, and things. German potato salad, knockwurst, bratwurst, farfignuken, Boris Becker, Boris Karloff, small mustaches, stocky hairy women who are mean, steroids, lederhosen, German measles, Ricola cough drops, Lugers, Lugies, the Baldwin brothers, the Brothers Grimm, Hansel and Gretel, dark beer, not mandatory, Wieners, Wiener Schnitzel, Dobermans, German Shepherds, Brigitte Nielsen, Bologna, Pretzels, The Sound of Music on DVD, Cabaret the Musical, and Joel Grey, and anything associated with Joel Grey. Wolfgang Puck, Schnauzer, Sigmund Freud, Wagner, Braun Razor, Strudel, Accordion, Zamfir, Master of the Pan Flute, Wayne Newton, Black Forest Cake, Bavarian Cream Pie, Birkenstocks, Häagen-Dazs Ice Cream, Colonel Klink is played by Warner Klemperer, Collectible Beer Steins, Frankenstein, David Hasselhoff, and the cast of Baywatch. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's 11:32 at 560 WQM, where a poll is, what's the most memorable line ever from a movie? You'll be amazed. And I voted, and I realized we got like 80-some votes on there already while I was busy napping, waiting for the choices to go up. I didn't vote for something from The Godfather. Aren't you shocked?
Shocked?
What do you think I voted for?
I don't know, because I was waiting.
That the power of Christ compels you!
Now, there are a couple, like the one somebody suggested, Your Mother Sew Socks in Hell. There's another one, though, where she's doing herself with a crucifix.
Yeah.
Where she says, let Jesus... You, but we don't want to get the Jesus Christ who's too upset, so we don't want to put that on there. Huh?
No.
That would be bad. So we'll have to, stick with
it. The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
Incredible.
The power of Christ compels you!
Unbelievable.
The power of Christ compels you!
All right.
The power of Christ compels you!
You turd!
What is it?
The socks line on there, though, aren't we?
No. Your mother sucks
locks
in hell? That's terrible. We're not putting that. Are we putting that on there?
Why not?
Okay, like I said, put it on there. You know what else is a good line from there that we could put on?
Father, you're helping all the boy. I'm a Catholic.
What do you think?
Not as good as the other ones.
Oh, okay. Not as X-rated as the other one. That's why George wants it on there, because it's filthy, disgusting, grotesque, and pretty amusing. 5, 6, 7. What year was that movie?
73, I'm guessing.
Well, we don't
need
to look
it up really
quickly. No, don't look it up. He's got important things to do. I got my book right here. I'm already on the F's, as in F-U. Here's Exodus. The Exorcist, 19, what did you say?
73.
Oh!
Right on the money.
Wow. I'm going to the track.
Outstanding. Now, what does it say? Sure enough, during the act of exorcism, the girl obliges with a spectacular levitation. It would all be forgivable somehow if the film was at all likely to alter anyone's perceptions one jot. But all the exorcist does is take its audience for a ride, spewing it out the other end, shaken up but none the wiser. What is that? Although harrowing, its effects depend entirely on technical manipulation, and with Friedkin's pedestrian handling of background story and supporting characters, we're left more or less willing to... The film toward its climax. Oh, what a bunch of suds. One of the great movies of all time.
Is that Brit book you're
quoting? Yeah, that's it. I'm going out today. I'm getting me another book. I hate that book. even though lately they've been pretty much on target, but that's because I happen to agree with them. I mean, how could you knock The Exorcist? You have to be some kind of a moron. Probably some professional Catholics wrote that. Wouldn't you think?
At least. Or
probably Dennis had something to do with it. Yeah, that one. Let's see, here we got some votes on there. What's the most memorable line ever from a movie? Ever. I'll be back. Terminator 14. That's a good choice. I like it. You can't handle the truth. Few Good Men 9. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Cool Hand Luke 9. Say hello to my little friend 9. They always say goodbye when I say that. Play It Again, Sam. Casablanca 8. You Feel Lucky, Punk from Dirty Harry 7. Jimmy, have you ever seen a grown man naked? From Airplane 7. You Talking to Me? Taxi Driver 7. May the Force Be With You, 6. The Star Wars stuff. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Apocalypse Now, 5. Fast, Drunk, and Stupid is No Way to Go Through Life, 5. Fast? Animal House. Well, every time I think of John Belushi, I think of the Beast. Who put the lotion in? We put the lotion in the basket. That's the line.
I thought it was, it puts the lotion in the basket.
It puts the lotion in the basket. What is wrong with you, Beaner Boy? And I know that's not an Ericism, that's you.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
See, there it is right there from the horse's ass. You got it? Of all the lines in the world to be screwing that up. Hey, Eric, don't pay attention to him, okay? It puts the lotion in the basket, Silence of the Lambs. Do I amuse yous? I like the way we spelled it, that's correct. Good fellas, I like the yous. I could have been a contender on the waterfront. It's got a pair. Well, this thing just got up here moments ago. Kind of like, sneaked in there while I wasn't looking. The Power of Christ Compels You has only got one, and that was my vote. And I'm proud to say it, out of 105 votes, it's only got one. Probably the same people are voting today who wrote that review in that, stinking book. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Little did I realize what a mammoth project this is, you know what?
Oh yeah.
Out of like about 75 million movies, so there's gotta be about, if there's like five memorable lines in each movie, that's like 475 million lines. So when we finish this, like in the middle of November, here's a call from Miami. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got two of them.
Okay.
One is, seems like old times when the Spanish lady was up on the stand. She says, I had to get my feet a scrape. And the other one is Caddyshack when Bill Murray is, he says, if I pull it out, will you suck out the poison?
Not bad. I like them both, but neither one of them going on there, are they?
No.
No.
If the question is memorable, I don't remember that line. It was funny.
It was cute.
But I don't remember it.
You don't remember Caddyshack?
No, I remember Caddyshack.
Didn't you watch it again yesterday?
Yeah, that was here.
You've got to understand, the QAM audience, they watch Caddyshack Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, Animal House. And then on Sunday, it's kind of like potluck. Because don't forget, you won't find happiness in South Florida. Don't forget that, okay?
I won't.
No se permiso aquí, no happiness in South Florida.
Yeah,
make no mistake about it. Illegal.
That was funny.
You couldn't find it with both hands. And happiness either. And we got this all straightened out, Beaner Boy? We got everybody on the same page now?
Yeah.
See, you didn't sound too confident about that. I want to see, it still says we put the lotion in the basket. It's got three votes. It would have a lot more. If they knew what the line was.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
God. Of all the lines in the world, how could you possibly not know that line? You know what I'm saying? If you like have anything to do with this show.
I ate his liver with some fava beans. It was a nice Chianti.
Got it? Got it straightened out?
Yeah, it wasn't that I didn't know the line. It was a little typographical error when I was typing.
Mm-hmm.
I was on autopilot.
$2.40 an hour and dropping like a rock.
Plus tips.
Yeah. Well, listen, now that you got that nice title, though, like I said, $1.87. 21 till noon at 560 WQM. Let me tell you one more time today about losing some weight. All of us fat people, we know it. We've tried every kind of diet, every kind of weight loss fad, every pill, every scam that ever came down the road. And guess what? Most of us are still fat. We're sick. We're unhealthy. We're desperate. We're disgusted with it. We don't want to look in the mirror. A lot of us have already got diabetes. If you want to lose the weight, there are lots of things you can try. One of them is Balance for Life, which is working for so many people. Even Ponytail over there, who's surrounded by food all day at the Pizza Loft, even he lost weight on Balance for Life and was ecstatic with it. He thought it was great, and you will too, because they take all the figuring out of it. They make it as simple, even a moron can do it. There's no cooking, no shopping, no cleaning, no calorie counting, no carbohydrate counting. They bring you that great little black sack. That's the key. It's like your security blanket. Every day you got your black sack waiting for you at your door by 6 a.m. at your work, at your home, at your pup tent, wherever you're hanging out under the overpass. And in your black sack there are 3 gourmet meals and 2 delicious snacks, all fresh, delicious goodies. The only thing you have to think about is they send you a menu every week, and you have 2 choices for each meal and snack every day that you're on a program. That's the only choice you have to make. And other than that, the weight just pours off your body, and you'll be full because there's plenty of food to keep you full all day long every day. None of these little teeny tiny cans of crap like some of those putrid system things, forget about that. That's garbage. This stuff really works, and it's delicious at the same time. So if you've tried all the others and have failed, here's something that might really do the job for you. Balance for life. Let yourself get into shape once and for all and get rid of that disgusting, grotesque, nasty, unhealthy fat. Call Balance for Life today, 954-568-3229. 954-568-3229. If you want more information about it, just check out their website at balanceforlife.com.
My and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAM.
You're taking this very person.
Get new Barbie. Horny Barbie. Barbie's horny. You better watch out, Ken.
Wow, Barbie's really horny.
Yeah, look at her go after Ken.
They're both gonna melt.
The new horny Barbie comes with her own handcuffs, negligee, and lubricant.
Fast action Ken sold separately.
17 till noon at 560 WQM. Happy Tuesday to you. Got a gigantic growing list here. What's the most memorable line ever from a movie? And we have a pretty good list here. I voted for The Exorcist.
Me too.
Yeah, but you didn't vote for the one I voted for.
Probably not.
You voted for some disgusting, perverted, sick, twisted, filthy, amusing line.
Mm-hmm.
Did it amuse you?
Yeah, it did, actually.
5670560, #560 on the AT&T. Play a little bit of that music, because I got an email I'm sending to somebody here, my financial guy, which I just want to finish. Just a little message.
No problem. Or I could play some salsa. Or some of this new Mannheim Steamroller CD.
No.
It's patriotic. Got the new Convoy. The old Convoy.
Okay, I sent it. No, that was kind of like, consider that like when Hank talks to his bookie in the middle of the show.
Right, we understand.
This was my bookie. Now, let's see. I've also got some other emails on here that I haven't seen yet from Lynn. Let's see. Mary Kitchen Roast Beef Hash. What? Mary Kitchen Roast Beef Hash. What does that mean? Is that a line from a movie?
I don't know. Is it a sentence?
It's got like several exclamation points after it. Mary Kitchen Roast Beef Hash. I don't know what that means. Beaner?
No, he's...
I'm at a loss.
King Kong, 'twas beauty, killed the beast.
It's actually a very famous line.
Yeah. What is? Roast Beef Hash?
That's it.
Was beauty. Okay, let's put that on there to pacify Lynn and just calm her down a little bit before she starts eating Ben and Jerry's. Butter pecan. I don't want to let it out of the closet that she's eating butter pecan up there. You'd think that somebody as sophisticated from New York City would be eating something more tasty than butter pecan. Butter pecan, by the way, is for schwarzos. 15 till noon at 560 WQM. We got the Mad Dog, the Angry Puppy at 1. We got the Humper coming at 3 this afternoon. And we got some more Marlin baseball tonight after the big.
Oh!
He'll be on because we got nobody else on at 7 o'clock tonight. Big old good guy. And like I've always said about that show, would somebody please teach him? Just tell him Beaner would be a good guy because Beaner also talks that kind of like Spanglish baby talk. Yeah, like that. That's what, in fact, that's the big.
Oh!
That's going to be his opening line tonight.
Hola.
Here's a lady in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
I have 2.
Okay.
Bette Davis, tighten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Oh, that's good.
And
what movie is that?
You know what? It's where her understudy tries to take over her movie, but I don't remember the name of the thing. But
okay, somebody will know.
And Mae West. Come up and see me sometime.
Come up and see me sometime. Excellent. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
See ya. Come up and see me sometime, Mae West. Got it?
Got it.
That's M-A-E for Beaner. He don't know how to spell Mae West. He wouldn't know
sure
Mae
does.
West from Clint Eastwood.
He does? I don't need to spell it, do I?
Where's right, Fort Lauderdale? Hello.
Yeah, Neil?
Hang on one second. What do you mean by that you don't need
we're
to spell
putting
it?
Movie titles down. What movie did she say that in?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good point. I'll find out. Yes? Yes, sir.
Yeah, you just put up one of them that I had was Go Ahead and Make My Day.
But the other one that's got to be up there is Show Me the Money from Jerry Maguire.
Right.
Yeah, big in here.
Big one in here.
You got it.
Thanks, Neil. And
thank you.
Show.
Thanks. Yeah, Show Me the Money is like, that would get a lot of votes. From Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a Tom Cruise movie?
Yep, never saw it.
I didn't either. Was it any good?
Nah. Carlos? Wasn't bad.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, Beaner. Of course, it's interesting when you're under the overpass and you're the only guy under the overpass that's got a DVD player. I guess, you know, you'd like to show off watching.
They have portable ones now.
I have to look through other people's windows.
They got them portable toilets, too. In fact, there was a story. Did you see that about Microsoft, about that portable toilet scam on that story in London about the iLoo website?
No.
Well, forget about it. Forget about it. I'll be back. This is a contest. The most memorable line ever from a movie, I'll be back, The Terminator 21. Say hello to my little friend, Scarface 19. What we have here is a failure to communicate, Cool Aunt Luke 17. You can't handle the truth, 12. Jimmy, have you ever seen a grown man naked? 12. You talking to me? 10. You know, I haven't seen that movie in years. I'm going to get that today, I think. Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one you can watch many, many times.
I've seen it like 20 or 30 times.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it that often. Fat, Drunk, and Stupid is No Way to Go Through Life, Animal House, 9. Play It Again, Sam, 8. You Feel Lucky, Punk, 7. I Love the Smell of Napalm in the Morning, 7. May the Force Be With You, 6. Am I the only one that voted for The Power of Christ Compelled, 2. Thank goodness, 2. This Town Needs an Enema, 1, etc. It goes on. I'm not going to read them all. Let's see. We got to figure out the Show Me the Money was Jerry Maguire. Tighten your Come Up and See Me Sometime, A-West. Do we know what movie that was?
Nope.
Actually,
we'll
yes.
Out. What was it?
She Done Him Wrong.
That was the name of the movie?
Yep.
Instead of the name of the movie, just put Mae West, okay? Got it?
We got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, because nobody's going to know the name of that movie, except people are like 400 years old. Nobody's going to know that.
But
Mae West, everybody knows
too.
That. What is?
That, Come Up and See Me Sometime, that's a line that's often misquoted, just like, Play It Again, Sam.
I'll be damned. Is there anything that this punk doesn't know?
No.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. Here's Miami. Hello.
Uh-huh. Boy. Hey, Neil, what about, two of them? One from Caddyshack with, Cinderella Story, Bill Murray, and then, Soylent Green is People.
Oh, yeah, it's, what's the exact line from Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is made out of people. It's people.
Well, what's the line? That's my
Soylent
point.
Soylent Green is made out of people.
Okay, thank you, sir. I don't think you got it right.
That's the line.
Is that the line?
That's the line.
Soylent Green is made out of people?
Soylent Green is made, I know, revolutionary boy Oscar-winning line, but that's it.
No, but it is a great line. It's almost as good as Boca Burgers are made out of people.
So that's funnier. I like
which
that
which is
better.
Funnier. Well, I'll leave it up to you. You can put it on there or not. I really don't care. I really could care less. It's a good movie, but... 5670560, 184 votes, including several that don't have any yet. I always wonder about those. Like, Yo, Adrian. How can Yo, Adrian not have any, huh? We got some dumb people out there who like Sly Stallone movies. That Rocky thing, boy, that's scary. That tells you almost everything you need to know about what's wrong with America right there is Rocky and, of course... And, of course, number one, I'll be back. Who do you think appeals to a dumber audience? Well, at least Arnold has got, like, a lot of visual effects in his movies.
Absolutely.
Right. Or right. Whereas Sly is just, like, dumb, you know, like, illiterate. Like, here's a call from Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello, Neil?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I'm on the air and I can barely hear you. I'm on a cell phone.
I hear you great. Sounds like Reverend Jones to me.
Okay. In reference to your email... that you couldn't understand the final line when Jackie Gleason says to his son, you came from my loins. The Smokey and the Bandit is the move. You there?
I'm here.
Okay, you got that? You came from my loins. That's the line you're looking for.
Is it? Okay, thanks. Whatever you say. Do you have any idea what he's talking about?
Yeah, but I'm trying to ignore it.
No, okay, me too. He sounded like Reverend Jones anyway.
Mm-hmm.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. I'll be back and say hello to my little friend. Are in a nip and tuck battle for top spot. This is a good poll today. Earlier we asked, was America better off under Bill Clinton and George W. Bush? 50 million people said Bill Clinton and about 3 said the George W. Wasn't that the result?
Right.
200 billion people said Bill Clinton and 2 said the W. And I think both of their last name was Bush. I think one was like Chris Bush.
I've got a question about our poll.
I beg your pardon?
I've got a question about poll.
Well, let me take this call first. WQAM, hello. Miami? Yes, sir.
Hello.
Speak to me, sir, yes.
Okay, I got the best one of all.
Okay.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
No.
You should see the stack of faxes I'm throwing away.
Yeah. Well, that's probably my fault because I'm not reading them all off, but that'll take forever. We got too many on it to read them all off. How about forget about it? Is that on there?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have any votes?
Well, that was one of the ones that was put on a little bit late.
Yeah, you're screwing my poll here, mister. Now, what was your question?
Oh, that Betty Davis line, fasten your seatbelt, it's going to be a bumpy ride. That wasn't All About Eve. Should we put the movie or just put Betty Davis?
All About Eve. Everybody knows that movie, All About Eve. What's in the box? I don't see what I'm looking for. Oh, there it is. There's no votes. Forget about it. First of all, it's not forget about it, okay? Forget about it. Do you see the way I spelled it now? It should be faggot. You should be able to understand that since you smoke so many of them every day and you work with one or more.
It's not on your list.
It was the first one on my list. Forget about
it,
Donnie Bass.
Got it in there. Let's see. Oh, there it is.
What is wrong with you? I didn't spell it properly. It should have 2 G's, as in faggot with an E. Forget about it, not forget about it. What's wrong with you, man? You're never going to be allowed into Italy either. Oh, that's right. I forgot we got 2 spics. They wouldn't let you into Spain, I'll guarantee you that. Not a chance, unless you start lisping a little bit better.
T.
5, 6, 7, I mean, forget about it. It's got no votes. I'll guarantee you there are more, a hell of a lot more people say, forget about it, then I'll be back. Is there any doubt about that?
Forget about it.
Oh, man, what is with you people? Here's a lady in Miami. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if everybody says it, but in the movie, I think it was Patriot Games, Harrison Ford says, "How dare you, sir?" And, and there's a really old one called, I don't know what the movie is, Lauren Bacall. She says, "I'd love to, but I have to wash my hair."
Okay. Okay, thanks. You want to put that down?
What?
I'd love to, but I have to wash my hair. No, I'm not putting that down. I don't even know what that's all about.
That's all about.
I do like Lauren Bacall. And I just saw that movie, The Fan, again a couple nights ago. Remember I mentioned that to you last week?
Yep.
The Fan? With Lauren Bacall and whoever that hot young stalker is. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. I'll be back. Say hello to my little friend. I might as well read the whole list, then they'll know so we won't have to waste our time. I'm not going to read the number of votes, just from the top. What we have here is a failure to communicate. You can't handle the truth. Jimmy, have you ever seen a grown man naked? Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. You talking to me? Play it again, Sam. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Do you feel lucky, punk? Ah, jeez, and I just went flying down this thing. Where the hell is it? Don't you hate when that happens? May the force be with you. We don't need no stinking badges. Your mama sucks locks in hell. It puts the lotion in the basket. We got that right, thank you. Go ahead, make my day. I could have been a contender. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Do I amuse yous? The power of Christ compels you up to 3 now. Hasta la vista, baby. Get the honey, Junior. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. No wire hangers. Houston, we have a problem. He's got a real pretty mouth. Here's Johnny. I'm an excellent driver. This town needs an enema. Me so horny. What's in the box? Does that have any votes? Why, it's got 1. I feel the need for speed. I'm dying over here.
Oh.
Forget about it. Still doesn't have 1 vote. I'm aghast. Aren't you aghast? How's that possible? Yo, Adrian also has no votes. Life is like a box of chocolates, no votes. And I'll have what she's having, 0. Out of 222. Wow. You know what I say to that poll?
What?
Forget about it. 11:57 at 560 WQM. You'll see it'll pick up a whole bunch of votes in the noon to 1 hour. You watch. Mark my words. Or forget about it. That is a damn good movie, Donnie Brasco. I don't care what anybody says. This audience rebels because Johnny Depp, like I told you before, he's threatening to our heterosexual male audience.
Oh, is that it?
He is. He's threatening. He's a threat. They don't like the fact that he looks like that, and they look like whatever they look like. Hey, no matter what you look like, here's something that can only help, and that's Oleomed. Oleomed soft gel capsules contain pharmaceutical-grade olive oil, the best in the world. Not just ordinary pedestrian olive oil, like you find in a bottle in the market, but super-concentrated olive oil loaded with all kinds of good things and health benefits for you. Oleomed in your puss every day can help reduce the risk of heart disease and high cholesterol, and there are 14 different Oleomed formulas for which that you can pick from. Each one combining the best olive oil you can buy anywhere with vitamins, minerals, and herbals to support specific needs in your health, from your bones to your blood pressure and your immune system. All you do is pick out the formulas that are right for you and what you need. And now they've got three exciting new Oleomed formulas, one to help you sleep, one to help you control that weight, and CellQ10, CoQ10 for your heart. Pick some up today just about wherever you shop. More and more people are popping it. You'll find it at Publix, Eckerd's, Walgreens, Whole Food Markets, Navarro's, and Sedano's, or order Oleomed online if you like at oleomedamerica.com. If you want more information about their nifty products, call toll-free 1-866-OLEOMED. That's 1-866-653-6633. But whatever you do for better health, start popping some Oleomed in your puss real soon.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
I am Frau Ileana Ross Leitman, and I like scrubbing my smelly gorilla ass with soap made from jewels, and listening to the Neil Roque Comunista Hour.
Coming up tonight on Inside the Behind the True Hollywood Celebrity Music Biography Profile Story, the startling true story of a man who wouldn't listen to his manager and ended up biting it very hard. He was Terrence Trent D'Arby.
He wanted to call his first album Introducing the Hardline. I said, okay, trendy New York loft boy. I don't know what the f*** it means, but go ahead.
Terrence Trent D'Arby's manager, Jeff Stools.
Yeah, looking back, I should have known. The guy has three names, you know, like Harry Handstrong Purple Grip or something, you know, that pretentious Upper West Side we think we're British horse.
With the success of his first single, Wishing Well, Stools urged D'Arby not to alienate his fans with any more, quote, fruity-ass art crap, unquote. But D'Arby didn't listen. His second album went completely unnoticed. Its title, Neither Fish Nor Flesh, a soundtrack of love, faith, hope, and resurrection.
Can you f***ing believe it? I said, Terrence, I'm dying here. I got three kids who need toilet paper to wipe their runny asses, and you give me fish and flesh and hope and resurrection. I ought to f***ing kill you.
As Chet Stuhl's home and business went into foreclosure, he begged D'Arby to listen to reason. Unmoved, D'Arby released a third record, Symphony or Damn, exploring the tension inside the sweetness.
If I ever see this p- again, I am going to ram his contract so far up his
ass. He was going to say ass. But tonight, for the first time, Terrence Trent D'Arby himself responds to accusations that he's a complete p-.
Hey, that's a great title for an album. The artist responds to accusations that he's a complete p-.
Christ, I need a new job. It's a big, juicy, sopping wet lick at show business tonight on Inside the Behind.
Okay, can't wait. 1202 at 560. This is getting really complex. Anyway, Mary Kitchen is better than Chef Boyardee. That's what Lynn is trying to convey to me.
I see.
Do you ever hear Mary Kitchen?
No.
Must be a New York brand. I never heard of it. Mary Kitchen. Although, I can't imagine anything being better than Chef Boyardee when you're in the mood for that. I'm not saying it's good.
There's
I would never
quite
say
like
anything
it.
Like that.
We could say that.
But Chef Boyardee fulfills a certain masochistic need when you want to punish yourself, you know? Anyway, now first of all, where's the fact you sent me about the correct quote? Oh, here it is. It says, isn't the line in Silence of the Lambs actually, it puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again? Well, there's different lines.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
And then there's...
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
See, there's the one. And then there's...
Now it places the lotion in the basket.
And then finally...
Put the f***ing lotion in the basket!
That's why we just stick with a more simple...
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Yeah, that'll suffice, okay? That's the one we like.
Obviously, we're probably... not being exact. We have a lot of inexact quotes on here, but it's what the people
exactly.
Refer to.
Inexactly. Mark says, three suggestions. I like this one. I want my cigarettes, Miss Ratchet, from Cuckoo's Nest. Another oft-misquoted line. Cheswick says, Miss Ratchet, not Nurse Ratchet. You're absolutely correct. You are...
Absolutely correct, sir.
I want my cigarettes, Miss Ratchet. You're right. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn we got that. Go ahead, make my day. It's from Sudden Impact, not Dirty Harry, as many people assume. How do you like that?
Sudden Impact is a Dirty Harry movie, which we discussed, remember?
Because there's a whole bunch of Dirty Harry movies.
One of the Dirty Harry.
Don't nitpick with us, Mark, okay? Just be satisfied with Dirty Harry, okay? Whatever. But let's get that cuckoo's nest down there. You got it?
Got it.
Here's a good one from John Waters, Female Trouble. But I better get the bleep ready for this. I wouldn't suck your lousy if I was suffocating and there was oxygen in your balls.
That is a very good line.
That is a good line. We're not going to put it on there, but it's a great line. I wouldn't suck your lousy if I was suffocating and there was oxygen in your balls. Oh, we better not say balls. Tom Jick will be writing that up. Fred from Chicago says, how about she's my daughter and my sister from Chinatown? One word, plastics from The Graduate. Now. Oh, and you know my tutor?
I know your tutor.
One word, computer chips. Remember that scene?
Mm-hmm.
Computer chips. But that's two words, computer chips. Greed is good from Wall Street. Okay, I didn't get too much of a response on those. I'll just move right along. Clint Eastwood says, and now you're thinking, did he fire five or six shots and tell you the truth and all this excitement I've forgotten myself. So the question is, you feel lucky today, punk? Come on, punk, make my day.
You got all that, Carlos?
Well, don't we already have come on, punk, make my day? Or something like that. We already
ahead,
got it, okay? Let's not, like you said, let's not worry about being exact. We'll be here till midnight. Here's one. It says, I just ordered happiness on CircuitCity.com. It was $19.99. Shipping was free. 3 to 7 business days. Good. Requiem for a Dream is $12.99. P.S. When is Neil going to watch Memento? I'm anxious to see his opinion. One of these days. I mean, you kind of like soured me on the whole experience that it's, you said I'll never last 15 minutes, or somebody said that.
Did they say that? I said I liked that movie a lot.
Yeah, you also liked, that Bully.
No, that's the other pick.
No, you like Bully. Get out of here. Quit trying to blame him for that. You're the one that got me into that Bully crap, wasting like 2 hours of my life with a piece of crap. The worst. The absolute worst. And wait till you hear this. And I missed it. I missed like all except the last 5 minutes on A&E yesterday. They had the documentary, the real story. Bobby,
really?
Whatever that kid's name was in Weston, the one that they took out and murdered. They had the real story on
it. Damn it, should have seen that. Although
missed
they were ugly.
It. Now, I'm not talking about whether they look good. It just happened to be a local story, and probably
right.
The real story was more interesting than that awful, awful movie. Don't go out and see Bully.
Is that a recent movie?
Yeah, I hear it's almost as good as Kids. Another one on the Beaner Boys recommended list, Kids and the Gummo, or whatever that piece of crap was. Anybody wants those, they're sitting in the other room. I'm using them as coasters.
Bring them down.
I'll be back. I don't mean I'm coming back. I mean Terminator, 28 votes. Say hello to my little friend, 24. And what we have here is a failure to communicate, 21. Those are the top three, and there's a lot of others right on their ass. Pretty close. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Mary Kitchen. Never heard of it. Like I said, a New York thing. Gotta be. Here's a lady in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'll vote for Clark Gable in Gone with the Wind, frankly, dear. I don't give a damn.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's on there. How many votes has that got? I don't see it. I'm looking at 8. It's got 8. Like I said, what a great guess. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Gone with the Wind, Clark Gable. To Scarlett O'Hara, played by
Vivian Leigh.
Very good. Vivian Leigh, let's hear it.
Oh!
Was she kin to Pinky Leigh?
Jamie Leigh.
Curtis? Bernie Schwartz. Do you know that?
No.
That's his real name, Bernard Schwartz. Tony Curtis.
How do you like that?
He had a wife, you know. 5670560 also had some strange taste, is what I was told.
That's what Richard Simmons told you.
Well, speaking of strange taste, here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Yeah, you couldn't make out one on the facts. It was you. There's no way you come from my loins. It was Jackie Gleason talking to his son Junior and Smoking the Bandit.
Okay.
And
that's what that other guy was trying to say, but he was like all over the place.
Right, he couldn't. And I got one that no one has said from Jaws when they're about to go out to sea when Quint yells to the chief, "Hey, chief, I see you, your rubbers."
Yeah, that's okay. Marginal. Okay, thanks. See, I don't like them to feel bad when they call. They make the effort to call, and he, like, was all enthusiastic, and they both, you know, sucked. I mean, they were okay. 5670560, pound 560. What, now Jackie Gleason was saying something about a pork loin. Or he said, don't get porky with me. Norton. 5670560. I sure did like Audrey Meadows a lot. She was great. Unsung hero, Audrey Meadows. It was sensational. And we kept having to see her damn sister, Jane Meadows, only because she was married to Steve Allen. What was her claim to fame? She was Audrey Meadows' sister, and she was married to Steve Allen. And that was it.
That's it.
What did she ever do, Jane Meadows?
I don't know.
Besides Steve. See? She can't, and also appeared on, like, a lot of those stupid game shows. Yeah, that's right. Boca Bryan will probably give you a list of about 500 quiz shows she was on, Jane Meadows. That was about it. Wouldn't that be sad to, like, put that down on your resume? What did you do with your life? Oh, I was on game shows a lot.
Well, beat some things.
I mean, Lee Soupy Sales was funny. He had his own show. Here's a call from Pompano. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got one for you. I can't believe it wasn't said. It's from five different movies. It was in a series from the 60s. It's still running today. Bumper stickers, everything. Beam me up, Scotty.
Oh, yeah. From any
most
of the...
most famous line ever.
From anything William Shatner ever said.
Yeah, Star Trek 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Right. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
He's right. How come nobody had that? Beam me up, Scotty. We just don't have any the Trekkies out there. They're all busy at the Drek convention. Or maybe they're hanging out with Todd Drek.
At the racetrack.
Got it?
We got it.
Beam me up, Scotty. Poor William Shatner, you know. In fact, you know what his best line ever was? Although it wasn't from a movie.
Get a life?
Get a life. At the Star Trek convention, he looked at all these Trekkies and he said, get a life. What is wrong with you people? Get a freaking life. And they all went, oh, I can't believe that. Not from Captain Jerk. Can you believe he said that? Do you know the first TV show that he was on regular?
Twilight Zone? I don't know. I know he was in a Twilight Zone episode, but
T.J.
I don't know
Hooker.
Regular.
Medic.
Really?
I could be wrong, but I think that was the name of the show. It was like, way back before you guys were even an idea. Medic.
How about T.J. Hooker?
And you know who else was on that show, I do believe? Richard Boone, is that who I'm thinking of? Richard
right, Paladin.
Boone. Paladin? From Paladin, that's the Boone. Not Pat Boone.
Right.
Not Shirley Boone.
Daniel
not
Boone.
Not Boone in the box.
Boone's Farm.
Oh, I do like Boone's Farm. 12 minutes past noon at 5:60, I'm just kidding. I like Knott's Berry Farm better. And what did Knott's Berry Farm do? Did they do something to piss off the PETA people?
I don't know.
In which case, if they did, we'd like to make them better.
PETA.
Yeah, and we want to get that name of that town changed by Buffalo. No more Hamburg, okay? No more Hamburg. By Buffalo. In fact, they like Lackawanna and Fredonia and Depew a lot better than Hamburg. 12 minutes past noon at 5:60 WQM. The Neil deals just keep rolling down the line from our friends at Hallett Pontiac GMC, Tom Lehman, Joe Prieto, and the other unmentionable guys. And there are a lot of them, great folks. And here they are for you right now. Neil deal number one waiting for you at Hallett. Get yourself 0% financing for 60 months on every single 2003 Pontiac or GMC in stock. And Neil deal number two, get yourself up to a $4,000 rebate on every 2003 GMC and Pontiac in stock. And, attention all you current and former military personnel, get an additional $750 rebate from your friends at Hallett right now. And, of course, Hallett, like always, has got a sensational selection, like an endless sea of dependable, certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. And don't worry about credit at Hallett. See, a lot of people are afraid to go to a car dealership because, you know, they really know that they check your credit inside and out. Have no fear at Hallett, no matter how marginal your credit may be, they'll find some way to get you into a vehicle. Don't forget to stop by Hallett and test drive the all-new and powerful Pontiac Grand Prix while you're at it as well. Hallett Pontiac GMC, when you go there on the lot for the first time, you'll understand why they survived for 35 years in that same great location, because they treat you right and make unbeatable deals. What's not to like? You'll find them at 13401 South Dixie Highway. That's US 1 across from the falls. Open every day, 7 days a week. If you want more information on those Neil deals, just call the Neil Deal Hotline, toll-free. It's 1-888-534-4211. That's 1-888-534-4211. And don't forget, all Neil deals subject to credit approval. See dealer for details. And Hallett Pontiac GMC, you'll agree with us, they are professional grade.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
Hey, people, I'm Bobby Brown. They say I'm the cutest boy in town. My car is fast. My teeth are shiny. I tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney. Here I am at a famous school. I'm dressing sharp and I'm acting cool. I got a cheerleader here who wants to help with my paper. Let her do all the work and maybe later I'll rave her. Oh God, I am the American dream. think I'm too extreme, and I'm a handsome son of a bitch. I'm gonna get a good job and be real rich. Women's liberation came creeping all across the nation. I tell you people, I was not ready when I fucked this dyke by the name of Freddie. She made a little speech then, all she tried to make you say when. She had the balls in her vice, but she left the dick. I guess it's still hooked on, but now it shoots too quick. Oh God, I am the American dream, but now I smell like Vaseline, and I'm a miserable son of a bitch. Am I a boy or a lady? I don't know which.
I wonder, 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 wonder.
So I went out and bought me a leisure suit. I jingled my chain, but I'm still kinda cute. Got a job doing radio promo, and none of the jocks can even tell I'm a homo. Eventually, me and a friend sorta drifted along into S&M. I can take about an hour on the Tower of Power, as long as I get a little golden shower. Oh God, I am the American dream, with a spindle up my butt till it makes me scream. And I'll do anything to get ahead. I lay awake nights saying thank you, Fred. Oh God, I'm so fantastic. Thanks to Freddy, I'm a sexual spastic. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm cooling down. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down.
12:18 at 560, and isn't this interesting? John in North Miami Beach says, Zappa from the same album, Shake Your Booty, please play the song Jewish Princess. We don't have that. But you might have it. You have the album there?
We have the album.
Well, that's one that needs bleeping.
Yeah, it does.
A lot.
Right.
Anyway, we'll get around to one of these days. Here's his list. Take This Job and Shove It from some... Now, wasn't that the name of the movie or not?
Yeah, it was. There was Valley a movie.
Well,
no. She wasn't in Take This Job and Shove It.
9 to 5.
Regardless of either one, forget about it. Forget about it. I told you, Manny, I told you, from Scarface, although it says here John writes Scareface, to come back...
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm chuckling again.
No, you're not chuckling, you're making like...
cackling, snorting.
No, not even cackling, like schmurkling sounds, whatever that means. Come back Shane from Shane.
Oh, God.
Brandon DeWilda. Come back, Brandon, don't get in that car, please. Oh, too late. That was much later on. The lady actually, he was like, I don't want to go into it. The lady teacher in Back to School, when she said to Rodney Dangerfield, I can't go on a date with you tonight because I have class, his response, call me when you have no class. Cute at the time. Oh, John in North Miami Beach, thank you so much, and get yourself some help, please. Now, here's one. How could we have left this out? This has got to be one of the most memorable lines of all time from In the Heat of the Night.
Mm-hmm.
Rod Steiger says to a Sidney Poitier, what do they call you back in Philadelphia, boy? And he says, they call me Mr. Tibbs. I think that could be the winner right there, even though it's got a late start. It must be a racist thing. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
They call me Mr. Tibbs. Sidney Poitier, the great Sidney Poitier, one of the great actors of our time, of any time.
Avoid
of that time. Here's one from Mario that said, we got that on there, Beaner?
We got it.
Here's one that says, I waited on the phone for about an hour. I think I was stuck on line 5. Could happen. Let's see how line 5's doing. Hello? Oh, nobody there. Some of my suggestions, we're going to need a bigger boat, Jaws. Somebody said that before. This is good. Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. Gloria Swanson and Sunset Boulevard?
Right.
Want it?
I put a star next to it.
Okay, good. Is that a gun in your pocket or are you just happy to see me? Mae West. Well, we already got one Mae West. All that is good. Oh, the dingo ate my baby from A Cry in the Dark.
That's great. I can't believe I forgot that one.
A dingo ate my baby.
I never saw that movie. Should I?
The dingo ate my baby.
A dingo ate my baby.
That's what I just said. From A Cry in the Dark. I guess we better get that on there because we even have a drop-in.
A dingo ate my baby.
See? I see Dead People, that crappy movie with that obnoxious Haley Joel Osment. I understand that Spielberg's giving him a Lifetime Achievement Award. I see Dead People.
Do you? I do.
Oh, in South Florida all the time.
Yeah, that's not...
More here, I hear, like, more living and breathing people here. She might have fooled me, but she didn't fool my mother, Norman Bates, from Psycho. Mario says, good luck, stay SARS-free. No more SARS. That's what the stars say. That's what Mike Myers says. He went on TV last night on Jay Leno and said, come on to Toronto.
Oh!
Everything's great. And it is. Everything's just hunky-dory. It's fine. Even though...
A dingo ate my baby.
Yeah, that was a problem.
What's that line, Mrs. DeMille? Are you ready for your close-up, Mrs. DeMille? What movie is that from?
Sunset Boulevard. What movie is that from? Gloria Swanson?
I know the line, and I don't know the movie.
One of the great... I don't care if it's old. One of the great motion pictures of all time.
It is.
What the hell is the matter with... I mean, he's got Mae West down to where he's got her licked.
Ew.
She was kind of butch, I think, Mae West, if you ask me. She was really macho. And Marlena Dietrich, she was very, very macho. I guarantee you, she beat the snot out of Janet Reno. I'm telling you. Although Donna Shalali, she might take them both on, so to speak. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Neil, how you doing?
Great.
Great poll. I just wanted to add a couple of them. You're Not the Boss of Me, and You Talking to Me.
Yeah, we got that. What was the first one?
You're Not the Boss of Me.
What's that from?
Can't remember the movie, but it's
Boogie Nights.
They actually use it in the song for Malcolm in the Middle. You're Not the Boss of Me.
Oh, it's from Boogie Nights.
Yep.
Well, we'll take it under consideration. Thanks, Pally.
Thanks, Neil.
Okay. Boogie Nights. Oh. And, of course, like we said yesterday, isn't that funny? We were talking about Boogie Nights only yesterday.
It is so huge.
Yeah. Even the He-Coon was impressed by it. Rest in peace. Well, we could sure use him back again, too,
man.
You know what? I say, Lawton Childs, just bring him back. Just dig up his body and prop him up in the oral office there in Tallahassee.
We pined for those
and
days.
Bring back Bubba. Oh, God. Life would be so much sweeter. Nothing could be neater and a hell of a lot sweeter. 5670560 pound 560. Now we're just buried in bush. It's like the old burning bush routine. Here's a call from Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I've got a line. I think the memorable movie line should be something that you've heard a zillion idiots say, but they have no idea what it's from.
Could be.
Austin Powers saying, "Yeah, baby."
I've heard
that a zillion friggin' times on TV and everywhere.
Right.
So I think that should definitely make the list.
I think you're right.
Also,
isn't that interesting? I just spoke of Mike Myers only moments ago.
Exactly,
must be that psychic thing.
Segue. I have a question. You guys in the past have done a thing where you talk about an organization that puts out pamphlets that take verses from the Bible which are like heinous and kind of show the hypocritical nature of them.
Oh, heinous. Well, you're talking
about
the Freedom from Religion Foundation.
Okay, great. That's what I was looking for.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You can call them.
Oh, hey, you know what? I've got a friend in Jersey.
Yeah.
This should tell you how bad Jersey is. He lived down here in Florida for 2 years, hated it like poison. He was so ready to go back. He went up to Jersey. He's coming back after 3 months. He said he misses Florida. That tells you how bad Jersey is.
It is. It stinks.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Literally, thank you. Now, what did he just say before Jersey? Oh, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, Madison, Wisconsin. You wanted to give their number out?
I did.
And?
608.
608.
256.
Sounds like you got a mouthful, mister.
Mm-hmm.
256.
8900.
8900. What are you eating?
Hash browns from this morning's Howie's delivery. I was saving it.
Hash browns?
Hash browns.
Oh, my God. Talk
fried
about...
Fried taters.
Oh! You talk about goyish your food. Hash browns.
The Jews would never fry a potato, would they?
Fry a potato?
Fry
only latkes, man.
Yeah.
Only latkes. Ain't the right time. Although I like latkes anytime. I mean, you're comparing hash browns to potato latkes and all those great potato pancakes we had from Corky's.
Depends
you must be losing it fast or hungry.
The Corky's latkes.
Rob from Pennsylvania says, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, Wizard of Oz. And they're here from Poltergeist. And you say...
They're here? That one.
From Poltergeist. Yeah, let's put that on. That's
not that that matters, because like you say, everybody eats McDonald's. But that's another one of like the top lines of all time.
What is?
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Is one of the top lines of all time?
Yep.
Oh, I knew that music was going to start. I'm delighted. Do you agree with him that that's one of the top lines of all time?
It's not my opinion. I don't agree. But on all these lists that I've been looking through, that's on all the lists, and it's on all the top tens.
Pay no attention to the man behind that curtain?
Yep.
No. Well, if you want to put it on there, go ahead. Pay salute, you know, if you want to make the effort. Wizard of Oz. I would, if you put a gun, a 357 Magnum into my
rectum,
I still wouldn't be able to tell you that. The line, the movie, who said it? The Cheshire Cat? Oh, that's right, that's the wrong movie. Well, it's the same thing, the same difference. Okay, the Tin Man, the Cheshire Cat, it's all it's Alice with Malice. From your dark-skinned listener, a few the other side of the theater, Training Day, I'm in the police, King Kong ain't got nothing to me. Pitch Black, Van Diesel, I absolutely believe in God, I absolutely hate the effort. Black Knight, Alhalla. New Jack City, I want to shoot you so bad my bleep is hard. And am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am.
From a commercial.
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's the wrong thing. And some classics, Silence of the Lambs, which we just got through with. Although, see, that's not something anybody would repeat.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Although I will say PR has got that exactly word for word correctly. And then, of course, it puts the lotion on its skin. Or else it gets the hose again. It gets a hose job.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Well, that isn't the one we're looking for.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
All right. There you go. There's the hose job you were looking for. So I think we're not going to put that as other Black Knight, that stuff on it.
No.
It's
a Martin Lawrence.
It must be a racial thing. 27 past noon at 560 WQM. We got the Mad Dog. He'll be along at 1.
All right.
The Humper in the studio at 3. Hey, if you need a creative gift for a birthday, new baby, or somebody's graduation, do something fun and memorable. Send an authentic Vermont teddy bear. They'll receive a beautiful little bear handcrafted in Vermont and personalized just for them with a free card and gourmet candy all delivered in a colorful gift box. Just call a bear counselor toll-free at 1-800-829-BEAR, and they'll help you pick out the perfect bear, like the groovy grad bear. Or the classic graduation bear wearing a black or white gown, grad cap, and holding a diploma. You can see I didn't graduate. You can even add their name and degree to the gown and get class of 2003 on the cap. It's the perfect gift for any college or high school grad, and they've got over 100 bears for every occasion. Birthday bears, new baby and pregnancy bears, and lots, lots more. Overnight and Saturday delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online if you like at VermontTeddyBear.com. Show you care, send a bear. The creative alternative to flowers for graduation or any occasion, that's 1-800-829-BEAR. Be sure and tell them that old Neil told you to call 1-800-829-BEAR.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Now, usually I don't do this, but in your case, being so beautiful, I'll make an exception. Now I got the game for you. It's not the game of Clue. Not Uno shoots and ladders, Hello Kitty, or a hula hoop. It's something Mr. Kelly plays with a girl who's right around your age. It's not a Lincoln Log Shack, more like a game of slapjack. Hear the train go toot-toot, hear the car go beep-beep. Before this game we explore, I'll have to undo my drawers and then get down on all fours.
Don't need your parents' permission to spank me into submission. Mama, leave your Barbie doll on the shelf in the kitchen. Don't need an okay from dad and mom, just slap me on the shiny bum. You're a prepubescent girl, I'm about to have me some fun.
1232 at 560 WQAM. Anyway, we got I'll Be Back has got 33, and Say Hello to My Little Friend 27. What we have here is a failure to communicate 24. I think we got a three-way battle going on, you know?
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that, but I don't think so. If I would have realized that this was going to entail this, because this is a little bit too much like work.
Yeah. Well, we hate that.
Yeah, we're not too crazy about that on this show. We'll leave that to the sports guys. Here's Pompano. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you guys left out one of the most annoying things there ever was. Show
okay.
me the money.
No, we got that. We just got it recently,
oh,
but
I didn't
it's
hear
on there.
That one. I also didn't hear Yo Hadrian from Rocky.
That's on there.
Is it? Well, okay, man. I must not be listening too good. Thanks. Man.
Well, clean that ears out and everything will be fine.
All right, buddy.
See ya. See, there you go. I can understand. I mean, we've been through this for like, seems like about 50 hours on this thing. We got lines that haven't even been written yet. Lines of dialogue that the actors missed out on. I'll go down a whole list one more time before the end of the show, okay? Just one more, because there's too many on there to just read those numbers over and over again. It makes me dizzy. It gives me, like, vertigo. Speaking of a highly overrated movie, did I Schmidt-can that thing? I hope not. Oh, I bet you I did. Remember yesterday I talked about that article about Citizen Kane?
Yeah.
And no good movies basically since the 80s, or at least no great movies since the 80s. Except, of course, for Happiness and Requiem for a Dream. See, they let the... You know, the more I think about it, it's not that there haven't been great movies made since the 80s, but they just nobody talks about it. For example, either one of those movies I never heard of until 2 weeks ago. Never heard of Requiem for a Dream, never heard of Happiness, never heard of Bully, thank God. Never heard of them.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Right. And you still have
By the way, speaking of Requiem for a Dream, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock on the IFC, Independent Film Channel. Now, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, and of course, somebody like you that's wired all the time anyway, you would see it.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies. Top five.
One of the greatest movies in the history of mankind. Ellen Burstyn puts in a performance you'll just be bursting at the seams as Sarah Goldfarb. And then Harry, her son, is played by the lovely but very anorexic-looking Jared Leto in this movie. Although he does have his head on straight, as opposed to in the other movie, American Psycho, where his head, well, I don't want to go into it. Well, I don't want to ruin it for George. He hasn't seen either one, American Psycho yet.
Right.
Now, did you order that, or we don't want to push you too hard on this?
No, I'm pretty, well, I guess I shouldn't say this. I'm pretty confident that I can find that in town at the Hollywood Video that I'm going to go to right after the show, as a matter of fact.
Pretty desperate, boy. You got so few good video stores in South Florida. We have a great selection of DVDs and your BVDs. Oh, what I wanted to play a minute ago was...
I have a sentimental weakness for my children, and I spoil them, as you can see. They talk when they should listen.
But I only play the short clip, to which I apologize. Yeah. Let's see. Long time, first time faxer. It says, what movie is the line, nothing works here, I've been here 10 years, the medication doesn't work. What movie is that from?
It should be a movie, but it's from a HBO documentary about the real Bellevue Hospital and the...
I hate this place! Nothing works here!
Really?
Really. Oh, boy,
so
was that funny.
That's a
real guy named Brian, who was a, what do you call him, a guest.
Oh, I got another great one! I've got, this one could be the winner, and I really feel bad that we, and leave it to me, okay, and the only reason being Bellevue?
Yeah.
What movie was the lead, the bad guy, the nutcase, was he at Bellevue? Or a similar institution, but I'm pretty sure it was Bellevue. When a Stranger Calls.
Oh.
With Charles Durning, and the line is?
Oh, don't answer the phone.
No.
What?
Have you checked the children? Have you checked the children? That's it.
Oh,
yeah. God, I wish I could change my vote. When she picks up that phone and he says, have you checked the children? And then, of course, there's the sequel to that. What is the When a Stranger Calls Again or whatever the sequel is?
When a Stranger Calls Back, I think.
And when the babysitter has grown up and she's got her own family and he escapes from Bellevue. I'm pretty sure it's Bellevue. That's a highly underrated flick. It was like a grade Z movie at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like a low-budget film. But Charles Durning was in it, who's great. I love Charles Durning. You know what other movie he was good in?
I give up.
Mass Appeal with Jack Lemmon.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, we shouldn't say that. Dennis will get upset because it's highly critical of the Catholic Church. And he's asking him about, have you had sex with men or women, a priest, and he says, both. And he says, good day. And he wasn't doing a Paul Harvey Jr. imitation either when he said, good day. Or even senior. 5-6, have you checked the children? Boy, thank goodness. We can see how these things all, like, you have to put the word association thing in the pieces of the puzzle, right?
Right.
Because when your mind is falling apart and all you can think of is Bucky Dale winning in 204 flat at Hazel Park and winning by 10 lengths, driven by the great Francis O'Hare. I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if we could, like, if they could, and someday they probably will, have a procedure where, probably they'll just be able to do it externally. They put electrodes on your head. Yeah, and you eliminate all the crap that is in your brain, the things that you don't want to remember.
No.
And no, seriously, and then you can save room in there for important stuff, like, you know, what you had for breakfast this morning, you know, things that are maybe relevant.
Right, like watching Glengarry Glen Ross.
I'll get around to it. Hey, listen, I'm way the hell ahead of you, mister.
I know.
Have you seen The Game? No.
No.
Have you seen American Psycho?
No.
So I'm like two flicks ahead of you, and I will get to Memento, which that'll be about 5 minutes. And then I'll get to Glengarry Glen Ross. I can't believe you haven't seen The Game.
Well, I was prejudiced.
Because, why? Because it was Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas, yeah.
Well, same thing. But it's not, he's got all his clothes on the whole movie. And in no point in the movie is he a sex pot or anything, or a smoke pot or anything else like that.
That should be on the box.
Safe for viewing, even to those who are revolted by Michael Douglas naked, yeah. Well, he's a sexy guy, he thinks.
Yeah.
Here's Miami, hello.
Hey, Neil, what's up, man?
Yes, sir.
I actually have two quotes, I don't know if they're on there. First one is, may the force be with you.
How could we forget that?
And the second one is, you can't handle the truth.
Got
Jack
it.
Nicholson.
Got it.
Another thing, yesterday you guys were talking about underrated actors. What's up with Joe Pantoliano? You know who he is?
We missed him. Good call.
Who is he?
He's always like a supporting actor. Like in every single movie I've ever seen with him,
right.
They're always good ass movies. They're like the best movies. You know, like Memento, Matrix. Mm-hmm. He's even in
Sopranos
movie?
For a while. He was in like every gangster movie.
Oh yeah, I know who that is. Yeah, he is good. You're right.
And he's like the most underrated actor because he's never in the lead, but he's always the best supporting actor in every movie, and I love him.
Well, next time we do that poll, we'll put Joe Pantaloni's on it.
All right, man. Thanks,
Pally. Thanks. Yeah, that's a good point. Now, let's see. We have May the Force Be With You?
We do.
We do?
Yes.
Come on.
Trust me.
Well, I'm telling you, you could go blind trying to read this list. I better put my glasses on for this. I'll go down the whole thing just one time here. Just this one time. Yeah, play the music. What's the most memorable line ever from a movie? I'll be back, 34. Say hello to my little friend, 28. What we have here is a failure to communicate, 24. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse, 23. You talking to me, 20. You can't handle the truth, 18. Jimmy, have you ever seen a grown man naked, 16. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, 15. Go ahead, make my day, 14. I love the smell of napalm in the morning, has got 13 vote. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Gone with the wind, 12. I'm as mad as hell. See, I can't say it the way that Peter Finn said.
I'm as mad as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! That's got 11. Also with 11, do you feel lucky, punk? 11. Do we have that line right?
Right enough.
We don't care. I mean, you know, they know what we're talking about. That's got 11. It puts the lotion in the basket, 9. Play it again, Sam, 9. May the force be with you, 9. We don't need no stinking badges, 9. Your mama sews socks in hell, 6, or whatever she said. Hasta la vista, baby, 6. He's got a real pretty mouth. It's got 5. No wire hangers, 5. I could have been a contender, 5. Leave the gun, take the cannoli, 4. That should be doing better than that. Do you don't think?
Of course.
Do I amuse yous? 4. Beat me up, Scotty, 4. Houston, we have a problem, 4. That was called in special long distance by Fat Rich. Get the honey, Junior, 4. The power of Christ compels you, 4. I voted for that, and proudly so. I want my cigarettes, Miss Ratchet, 3. I'm dying over here, 3. This town needs an enema, 3. Me so horny, from Full Metal Jacket, 2. I'm an excellent driver, 2, from Rain Man. I have what she's having. I'll have what she's having, 2. Here's Johnny, 2. Forget about it. Forget about it, it's only got 1? Oh, my God, that's not the most memorable line from a movie, forget about it. They have a whole thing where he even explains what forget about it's supposed to mean. Forget about it.
I guess
What's
forgot
in the
about
box
it.
Has 1, huh?
They forgot about it.
Oh, they must have. I feel the need for speed, 1. It was beauty that killed the beast, 1. Come up and see me sometime, 1. Show me the money, 1. Life is like a box of chocolates, 1. And the other ones have none. There's several on none yet, including even from Boogie Nights. You're not the boss of me or of it out of 352 votes. God, that was like an exercise, like I said, a little bit too much work. Don't remind me never to do this again.
Okay.
At least not till next year. A lot of work. And poor Beaner Boy there, he's probably like down about 32 pounds at this point. Soaking wet. 1242 at 560 WQAM. Homeowners, is there anything worse than going out in the backyard on a hot day like today and seeing that once beautiful pool of yours stained, dirty, maybe even cracking? Well, your pool doesn't have to be a mess no more. Call our friends at Atlantic Marsite. Atlantic Marsite specialize in refinishing pools, bringing them back to life, making them brighter, more colorful. And now Atlantic Marsite is introducing Atlantic Blue Bright. For over 12 years, Atlantic Marsite has been beautifying pools with the ever-popular Diamond Bright, and the makers of Diamond Bright have developed Atlantic Blue Bright exclusively for Atlantic Marsite. Atlantic Blue Bright promises to leave your pool with a richer, more colorful appearance, unmatched by anything on the market. Your friends and neighbors will be convinced that you got a brand new pool. That's how good it'll look. Licensed and insured, a real construction company that uses full-time employees, not subcontractors. Atlantic Marsite is a family-owned and operated business. They've got thousands and thousands of people who've come to trust them because they do such great work, and they serve Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Atlantic Marsite also does great deck renovations, custom lighting, pool heating, exotic water features. So enjoy the summer in your own backyard. Call Atlantic Marsite today and be sure and check out brand new Atlantic Blue Bright. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-558-8883. That's 1-800-558-8883. Don't forget, Atlantic Marsite is truly a pool's best friend.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I think my turban is frying. Hotter and hotter, it's burning right through my robe. Push, 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 why do you set my country on fire? Every place is flaming, I don't know.
Oh! 1246 at 560 WQM, just a few minutes away from the mad dog,
all right,
the angry puppy, the hostile hound. Now this is a good one on a fax machine. How about Squeal Like a Pig Boy from Deliverance?
Yeah.
You don't think?
Who doesn't say that daily?
Yeah, that's true, especially at QAM. That's what Muff is always saying to Beaner, boy. Squeal like a pig, Beaner, boy. Oh, speaking of that, Metro Pigs, 199th Street, just got off the, what is that, west of the turnpike, does it say? Hard to read it. Metro Pigs, just west of the turnpike, 199th, by the stadium, 7 to 10 pigs, it says, F them, is what it says. Well, they're probably listening right now, so have a nice day, officers. But quit writing so much business. Well, they probably, you know something, there are some crazy people drive right through there, you know, some really crazy people go zooming through that school zone. Let's see, Requiem for a Dream is on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on IFC. I'll be damned, you could knock me over with a feather. Didn't I mention that a couple of times today? Yes. But that's okay, you can never mention it too often. In fact, I'm going to sit it over here on my pile so that tomorrow we remind everybody, because, you know, you say it a day ahead and everybody will forget, right? They'll forget about it. Won't they?
They will. Now, some people might say, but I don't have IFC. You know what? Everyone knows someone who does. And if you can't make it over to their house, they can
have
tape it for you.
That's right. Have them tape it. Believe me. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you. If you don't like this movie, then you might as well just check out. You know? When in doubt, check it out. Because it's, and yes, it is depressing and it's morbid, but it's South Florida right there in front of your very eyes. Sarah Goldfarb is South Florida. I mean, and her son Harry, he's also what South Florida is all about.
Right.
I mean, that's definitive South Florida. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the really tragic scenes, which the first time I watched it, it didn't have the same impact. But when her two old Yenta friends from the building go to visit her.
Oh, I can't get that out of my head.
Oh, my God. And then you see her and she looks like, I mean, a walking dead. Kind of like what you see in Sunrise Lakes and Surfside every day. And then you see them out on the bench hugging each other and crying.
Right.
Kind of like,
oi!
In fact, that's what it should say just underneath. It should,
oi!
Yeah. Wow. Quit popping so many pills, Sarah.
I'm going to
be on television. Oh, and when that refrigerator, see, I can relate to that thing with a refrigerator. Oh, the refrigerator starts moving, at least in her mind, it starts moving and practically attacking her. And on the one hand, she's watching, and you notice another thing? The TV set that Harry bought her, the big screen that really is much too big for that room. And that, for whatever reason, that set is almost never on. Because she's so wired and so just stoned out of her mind and that she's just sitting in the chair like staring off into space. But that set is rarely on. Although that is the set that the guy comes out of the set into her living room.
Well, it's big enough
when they start doing the dance. Oh, it's just great. And he looks a lot like Mort Downey, but Mort Downey's been dead much too long for that to be him. But doesn't he look like him with like a little fatter face? Yeah, that's what it looks like. We got a winner! We got another winner! Anyway, you'll love it. 10 o'clock tomorrow on the Independent Film Channel. Believe us when we tell you. In fact, don't believe us. Watch it, and then we'll discuss it at length. We'll be asking lots of questions. Here's Boynton Beach. Hello.
Hello, Neil. How you doing?
Great.
I got a couple. Actually, one is huge. I can't believe it's probably not on the list. It's I'm the King of the World from Titanic.
Okay. Didn't see it.
and then two classics. I got from Airplane. Curly, you can't be serious.
What is
I
it?
I am serious, and don't call me Curly.
Mm-hmm. No rule.
Smoking the Bandit. The first thing I do when I get home is punch your mama in the mouth.
Yeah, right. Well, somebody mentioned that, right? Okay. Well, Smokey and the Bandit's a Burt Reynolds movie, so we're not going to talk about that, right?
Yeah, but Jackie Gleason.
How's Burt and Jacks doing?
Won't see them no more.
That's a shame. That's really sad. Right. But that's what happens there, man. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. It's called progress, I guess.
Well, they're a good place. Not like other places where you can get stone crabs.
Yeah, other places where plastic assholes right. go to eat and greet and meet.
Right, Burt and Jacks is a real place.
I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't want to eat in the same restaurant with Brian Cox. I mean, that might just be a personal thing, you know. And at least in his case, now there might be other people who might say it, that I might be fairly interested. For example, if I was in a restaurant with Jared Leto and he made the same suggestion, I might, like, look up and say, well. But when Brian Cox is sitting at the table next to you and says,
suck my dick,
I think, oh, no, I'm getting out of here real fast, you know? Wouldn't you think so?
Real fast.
But there are some people who live all the way up in Boca. They don't want to go to New York Prime because they don't suck their ass and lick their parts like he just said. And as a result, they go all the way down. I mean, can you imagine living in Boca and eating on Miami Beach? I find that very, very bizarre because Joe Stonecrab's like, and I know we got a lot of people on this station, including the guy that follows us. I don't want to mention the Mad Dog by name, get him upset. The Humper is like, he's very big at Joe's. In fact, he's huge at Joe's. And now even Mo at Joe. Oh, makes me just, and I've never been there.
I have.
But just the whole concept of this smearing the maitre d' and who do you know and who you're going to be seen with. I'm not into plastic, which is why American Psycho, it's one of the many reasons why it's such a great movie, is because these are the most plastic assholes you'll ever see in your life. They're all plastic. In fact, if they stood in the sun too long, they would melt. You'd find like a little puddle on the street corner. They would melt. Can't stand plastic, spastic people. So like you said, there are a lot of really great places to eat, but that ain't one I would choose. 5670560. Here's a call from Boca. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, a couple lines for you. You know, I know you like the Injustice for All. There's a line out of that movie that is tailor-made for your show. Do you remember when the old guy was in the courtroom and he was talking to the judge, the guy you liked there? What's his name, Jack Warden?
Right, Jack Warden.
And he's charged with swearing in public, the old guy.
Yeah.
And he says, well, Your Honor, the reason I was swearing in public is because I'm a diabetic. And the judge says, well, I don't see any correlation between swearing in public and being a diabetic. And the guy says, well, that's because you're a douchebag.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, that
was
good.
That was a great line. But
you're right.
The line I was calling about was, and I'm not a big Clint Eastwood fan, but Outlaw and Josie Wales.
Yeah.
When he met with the bounty hunter who was hired to kill him, but for some reason he couldn't do it right then, and he asked him why he would take a job to try to kill him. And he said, hey, I gotta make a, he goes, a man's gotta earn a living, and Clint Eastwood tells him, well, dying ain't much of a living. Good line.
I guess he had to be there. Okay, thanks. What just happened to him?
He hung up. He didn't feel good about it.
I guess, well, he felt good about it until he said it, and then once the words came out, it like, well, can I bring those back? Can you get them back?
No.
Too late. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me, since he probably blurted something out there, that Tom Jick will be writing about that pretty soon. Hey, Tom, I didn't realize you're such a hockey expert. Let's bring back Brian Murray.
No.
And Robbie Niedermayer.
No.
It's just amazing. You could write like 15 encyclopedias about the things that Tom knows nothing about, like radio and TV, for example.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
The Middle Eastern world will be exploded. Saddam had people killed with the gas that we sold him. First time aggressor nation and the only one that's growing. Now more blood will be spilled to get that oil flowing. Forget about Korea and the nukes they're toting. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our heads that Iraq has some weapons. weapons of mass destruction. Thousand people killed are now forgotten. Let's exploit them instead. Hey, there's oil to be gotten. Going after Saddam to placate Osama. There's no longer mention of the name Bin Laden, but no one seems concerned. All humble and complacent, believing every word of this cartel administration that controls us by fear through media manipulation. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our heads that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction.
You turd.